and now you can live in it for 1 hour each week right here on Podcast One. Oh my God!
You're back!
I'm back! I'm here! I'm alive!
Oh my gosh.
Does it feel like I was gone forever? Yes. It's been very hard not to tell you every detail.
I know.
All right, wait. By the way, welcome back, everybody. We have so much to talk about today. I'm going to tell you about my epic trip to the Maldives and Dubai and everything. And Natalie's leaving on an epic trip to France with Chef Riley.
Yes, I know. I'm so excited.
So crazy. T-minus 5 days, I think.
Six.
6 days. She's like, I'm not going to have to talk to you in 6 days. It's perfect. What are you doing for New Year's?
I don't know yet.
You don't?
No.
What are you wearing?
I have no idea.
I know what you're wearing.
But what?
You're going to wear a dress from Rent the Runway.
Oh, my God. I've been dying to use Rent the Runway.
Rent the Runway. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Introducing Rent the Runway's unlimited membership. You can get unlimited access to a constantly rotating dream closet full of designer styles that you can keep as long as you want and swap anytime. It's like Netflix, but for your clothes.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that so cool?
Heaven.
It's the only place, because it used to be with Rent the Runway or places like that, you could only get fancy gowns.
Right.
Now you could rent styles from over 450 top designer brands like Vince, Fieri, Tory Burch, Derek Lam, Opening Ceremony. I was just telling you about them. Marnie, Diane von Furstenberg, and so many more. Renting is not only cheaper than buying, it's faster and easier too, with free shipping and dry cleaning on every piece. So go to renttherunway.com or download the app to choose from tops, dresses, handbags, and many more for any occasion. Plus, if you fall in love with a style, you can buy it at an exclusive discount and keep it forever. Is that crazy?
Amazing.
70% of unlimited members actually report spending less money on clothes after joining. So go to renttherunway.com or download the app to get 25% off your first month's unlimited membership with promo code Heather at checkout. That's renttherunway.com to get 25% off your first month's membership with promo code Heather. Renttherunway.com, promo code Heather. Okay, my trip.
Oh my gosh. Start from the beginning.
Okay. I hope I remember everything. I tried taking little notes here and there, but I was like so, I don't know.
Like I'm so drunk.
So drunk the whole time. Who knew? All right. So I woke up on the front. No, the general wad of the trip was that it was amazing. We had the most incredible time. And I was thinking about it because, so we've been together 21 years.
Yeah.
And so we got married almost 19 years ago. So that was when we had our honeymoon. Mm-hmm. This is the longest we've ever spent together. In 19 years.
Which is crazy to think about.
It's insane to think about. But then I started thinking about honeymoons in general.
Yeah.
Honeymoons, I think like the concept is kind of mean.
That's what you were saying. So why?
Because, all right, so you get married and it's so stressful
yes.
to throw a wedding and you're exhausted and you've been dealing with your family and all this stuff happens. And then you go on a plane and you're expected to have, you know, a week or two of the most romantic, best sex, best
right.
food, best. There's so much pressure on the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you're looking at this person, you're spending 24 hours a day together. And it's like
you have to spend it with me kind of thing. Like
well,
you're stuck with me.
No, it's like, I feel like you look at the other person like, what did I do? Or was this the right move? Or, oh my God, you again. And this is the rest of my life. I don't know. Maybe it's mean.
Maybe it's like the opposite. Like everyone, like you each should go on your own separate alone trip.
Yeah. and meet up later.
Yeah, exactly.
But actually, okay. Terry and I are going to be talking on Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig, though,
uh-huh.
about like things we did as a couple.
Okay.
Because, you know, there were definitely a couple of moments, maybe two, mm-hmm. where we had like a moment of bickering,
okay.
which happens. 11 days. I mean, it's a
yeah.
long time. But I thought we handled it well.
Okay.
And things we did, to keep everything cool. Anyway, we're going to talk about that couple kind of stuff
okay.
together on our Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig podcast. All right, but anyway. So the manifesto I had to write for the children
yes.
was crazy because we've never left them for more than like 3 days. So
right.
this was, it was just insane and we're leaving and I'm like trying to make sure I have, you know, the passports and the this
yeah.
and the that. We get to the, it got
How
the
much
car.
Did you pack? One big luggage, two?
I packed, all right, so I have I have that Rimowa luggage,
yep.
that lightweight stuff. So I have one big one,
okay.
and I had one medium one,
okay.
and then I bought this new one at the last minute. You know this, but I bought this new one because they did a collab with Fendi,
yeah.
and so they made this little silver metal one that you could take on board
Which
with you.
It's adorable.
Oh my gosh. It's the cutest thing
yes.
ever. But okay, so
you had three luggage.
Well, one was the carry-on.
Right. But still.
Three. But I packed really well because I knew that we were spending one night in Dubai before we went to the Maldives. So what I did was I put all my makeup and I put my outfit for dinner that night and to travel the next day all in that little carry-on.
Perfect.
That way, if my luggage was lost or, you know, I didn't want to have to open anything else. So I could just open that.
That's good.
So I think I did that pretty well.
Okay.
The only thing was I had this, I have this big Chanel purse. It's a huge flat bag. And in the back, it's got this little piece that zips open so you can put it over the handle of your rolly bag.
I love that.
It's genius.
So easy.
But here's the rub.
Uh-oh.
It only fits on the Chanel rolly bag.
Oh, because the other ones are too, the handles are too thick on top?
Too wide.
Oh, no.
So I have the Chanel rolly, but I wanted to bring the Rimowa, the Fendi. So, I know, rich girl problems. Yeah, okay, I get it. But anyway, I found a way to hunyak it all together and it was totally fine.
Okay,
I didn't want to bring the other one because it's leather and I thought, I don't know, and it's wet in the Maldives. I don't know. Okay, so is this too much detail already?
No, I have to know everything.
Okay, so we got to the airport and what I realized was, you know, I've traveled more than Terry. Mm-hmm. And especially in the last few years when I was on Housewives, we would go to Asia and like go to all these crazy places. So I've done this kind of traveling and Terry never has.
Oh my gosh.
He's only been as
was
far as
he scared
as
or was he ready?
No. He was fine, but I don't know. I guess I know, like I bring pajamas on the plane because it's a 16-hour flight and I have my makeup remover and I have my things. Like I'm ready to rock and roll. And I've been in this international terminal many times.
Yeah.
So we walk in and I'm thinking, oh, we're going to go sit at Petrosian and we're going to have caviar and we're going to have champagne. And then because that's what Tamara does with me. he didn't want to do that.
Oh,
no, not so much. Okay. That was a little bit of a
fail.
Yep. But we went to the business class lounge for Emirates, which was beautiful. And they had amazing champagne and they had food out and, you know, the whole thing.
Okay.
And then we get on this plane and we were sitting in business class. And it was so funny because we get on and Terry looks to the back of the plane and he goes, oh my God, we paid so much money for business class and coach is exactly the same.
Uh-huh.
And I go, honey, coach is downstairs.
Oh my
He was just looking at all of the business class because it's a two-floor plane. So first class is in the front.
Uh-huh.
And then it's business, and then coaches downstairs.
Did you walk downstairs?
No.
You didn't even look?
I know. I didn't even look. Why would
Rude.
I do it? No, I didn't even think. I don't even know where the stairs are. Must be very far, 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 far away. But, you know, that reminds me because when I remember when we used to travel to visit my parents when they lived in Amsterdam, we would the company would buy us tickets. So we'd travel business and we'd sit upstairs.
Yeah.
Because in those planes, first class was in the nose of the plane.
Oh.
So it was first class and coach and upstairs was business.
Okay.
And I remember I used to smoke at the time and there was only smoking in coach.
Shut up. You could smoke in coach?
Mm-hmm.
How does that not travel to first?
It's only the back rows.
I know, but
it's all the way in the back.
The smoke.
I don't know. But I remember I was going down to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
And I said to the stewardess, this Dutch, fabulous Dutch stewardess, I'm like, hey, listen, if the plane starts going down, could you grab me? Because I don't want to die in coach. She did not think this was
That's
funny at all.
Oopsies.
No, oopsie. Didn't think that was funny. I was like, okay, never mind. I'll be back. Bye-bye. Anyway, so we're staring at the first class. And Terry's like, do you think we should try to upgrade?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. You know, find out how much it is. And it was like another $4,000 a ticket to upgrade. I'm like, you know what? These are really nice lie-down beds and whatever. So we stayed there. Plane takes off. And then we go to the back of the plane because they have a bar.
Oh, my God. That's so cool.
It's so cool. They have a bar. I'm going to do a Heather's Closet episode about this, too, so you can see all the videos and everything.
Yeah.
So they have a bar set up in the back with snacks and,
Do they have stools at the bar? Like, you can sit at the bar? Or no, you just it's like a walk-up?
It's a walk-up bar, but on the sides they have, like, benches, like seats. Like, you know, in a private plane, sometimes they have benches on the side with seatbelts.
Yep.
So there's benches over there. So then if there's turbulence, you could just seatbelt yourself in and sit back there and have a cocktail. And
so cool.
Is that crazy?
So fun.
So we ate and the food was amazing.
Uh-huh.
I had lamb chops on the plane.
Oh,
delicious. And he had curry. It was so good. The food was unbelievable.
They only give you one meal for 15 hours?
No. There was like snacks and then there was dinner and I think they probably served breakfast. I don't know. There was a lot of meals. There was food everywhere. And I have to say, the cabin crew was unbelievable.
Oh my gosh.
So attentive, so lovely.
That's awesome.
The only, like, if I had to be super nitpicky, yeah, you know how when you go on a plane like that, they give you an amenities,
yep,
kit? I wasn't impressed with their amenities kit.
Okay.
I have to say, I think Delta does a better job.
Really?
Yeah, because when you get a Delta kit in business or first, they have eye shades, they have earplugs.
It's a little more realistic as to what you would need.
This was like Bulgari hand cream.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And perfume.
Right. Like, I don't want to smell like...
I don't want to smell anyone, yeah, else's perfume either. But it wasn't a great kit. But I, okay, have to say, like, your little side pod thing,
yeah,
they gave you soft drinks and waters. And so you had, like, your own little mini bar.
Oh, my God. That's
sitting
so cool.
In your seat. Huge screen, fabulous headsets.
Uh-huh.
So, but the only thing about the content is they have it edited.
Oh.
For content.
Hmm.
I don't know if it's because Emirates is Muslim or,
right,
or what, but the selection wasn't fabulous. I watched a couple of bad movies, but I felt so stupid pulling out my iPad when I've got this huge right, screen sitting in front of me.
So you didn't watch any of your shows?
I did on the way home.
Oh, okay.
But on the way there, I watched, you know, I don't, yeah, know, some Reese Witherspoon, I don't know, watched some movies, whatever. And flight was great.
Okay.
We stayed up for a little bit, slept for like 6-7 hours.
Right.
Got up, got dressed. Did my makeup.
He's pretty far, right? Because the pods are separated. So you guys couldn't really hang out and talk?
No, you can. So the pods are set up one of two ways in business. So you have the station I was telling you, like, mm-hmm, your mini bar. So you either, the two seats are kind of together, okay, and those stations are on the outside towards the aisles,
yep,
or it's the opposite. They're on the inside, which would leave you farther away from your seatmate.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of depends. Like, if you want to see your seatmate, you want it that way.
Got it.
And there's still a divider that can go up in between you. I like that anyway because I don't like to feel like I'm in the aisle.
Got it. Yep.
It's kind of hard to explain. But anyway, so flight was amazing. We got to Dubai. And we went through the airport. The Dubai airport is insane.
Beautiful.
It's like South Coast Plaza.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
epic
gosh.
Shopping. Chanel, Gucci.
At the airport?
Hermes. Yes, but like full stores.
That's insane.
Crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
So we got there and we went through customs and we had like just, we were so handled. I mean, there were just, yeah, greeters everywhere. Like, oh, hi, let me carry this for you. Let me take this from you. Let me do everywhere. Got our luggage and we went to a hotel that was like not far from the airport. And Terry's like, are we going to like the Dubai Airport Marriott? And I'm like, no, it's nice. So we went to this hotel, but it was weirdly quiet.
Okay.
Like no one was around. And so we went to go eat at this restaurant in the hotel and there was no one there.
Oh, my gosh.
Literally not one person. They're like, oh, there's some people outside. I went, okay. So we went outside and we're sitting out there and we're like at the border of this Irish village.
Uh-huh.
And they're having a festival. And there's this band about to go on. And Terry's like, oh, God.
Uh-huh.
Like, what's this band going to be? Anyway, it turned out to be amazing. And this band played and they were
really
incredible. And so we were sitting outside with live music.
That's so fun.
And I was a little worried about how to dress in Dubai because when I looked it up, it was like you have to be modest and you, mm-hmm, have to cover your shoulders. You get, oh my God, you should have seen the hookahs that were walking around.
No way.
I mean, not really hookers.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, people were very scantily clad. It was no big deal.
Interesting.
Dubai is pretty open,
okay,
I have to say. You know, people just dress the way they dress. I saw lots of people in short shorts and you wouldn't dress that way going into a mosque.
Right.
But just to be around,
okay,
you know, it's absolutely fine.
Okay.
So we had this really cool dinner. We walked around the Irish festival, went to bed, got up, and then we flew to the Maldives. So we get to the airport, and someone recognized Terry, one of the gals. And so we were like, hey, you know, we want to get upgrades. So like, all right, we're going to help you. So they look it up, and they're like, it's going to be $14,000 a piece to upgrade. And we're like, okay,
great.
No. And then we asked someone else. They're like, oh, yeah, it's going to be $4,000. Every time we, yeah, ask someone, the price change. But they put us in the first class lounge, which the difference between business and first, oh, my gosh. It was like a full-on restaurant with crystal and servers and no bill, just vintage champagne.
It was like night and day. Oh, my gosh.
So we had this beautiful breakfast, and then we get on the plane, and the price went from $14,000 to $10,000 to $4,000. By the time we got on the plane, it was $1,000 to upgrade.
Oh, my God. I love that.
So we upgraded, and if you saw my Instagram, I posted a picture.
Yeah. Oh, that's the plane.
That you,
yeah,
could see the reflection of me in the little mirror. So you get into your own little room.
Oh, my God.
And you have a desk in front of you.
Uh-huh.
And there's a pop-up mirror with all beautiful Bulgari products in there. And then there's a drawer with beautiful stationery, Emirates stationery, and a mini bar that literally pops up from the seat. Oh, it's so beautiful. And then you hit a button and your doors close.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. So you're completely closed off. And then they turn the lights down and the ceiling is all stars.
Oh, my God.
You don't. And they serve Dom Perignon.
Oh, I'm like in shock.
Is that crazy?
That's insane.
I've never seen anything like it. They didn't have two together because it goes 1-2-1. Uh-huh. So we were sitting like in front of each other, which was fine. And the flight was amazing.
That's
honestly
pretty epic.
It wasn't long enough.
Right. Yeah.
It was like a 3.5 hour flight and it just wasn't long enough. So we land and we get there. And now, you know, we've been talking about the weather because we have bad weather karma on trips. Although Puerto Rico, we did well because they said, oh, it rained for 20 days before you got here. And then it was fine. So I'm thinking like our luck is changing. But we get there and the sky looks like a little ominous.
Uh-oh.
And the guy that meets us at the plane and takes us out is like, oh yes, there was a cyclone and just last week, and that's why the weather's so bad. And everyone keep telling us by Friday the weather's going to be perfect. I'm thinking we're leaving on Friday,
right?
Like, that's not I don't really want to hear that.
Yeah.
So he gets us outside and he's like, we're waiting for some more people and then we're going to get on this boat. Uh-huh. So we decided to do just this boat shuttle from Male, which is the main island, to our island. So the Maldives is like this group of islands and each hotel owns their own island.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so when you see these over-the-water huts, what's cool about it is, well, the islands aren't very big.
Yeah.
So they put the actual restaurants and the gym and all that on the island, and then they build these little jetties, and that's how they can fit all the rooms.
Interesting.
And that's why most of them are over-the-water huts, mostly because they don't have any real estate.
Right.
So when you fly over and you see it, where we stayed at the one and only, it's the largest of all the islands.
Got it.
And I didn't think about that at first, but, you know, in retrospect, thank goodness. I mean, there was like 2 beach clubs, 6 restaurants.
Right, that way you're not bored and only have to eat at one place and do...
That's what I was thinking. Because you want to check out and you want it to be romantic, but also you want a change of scenery.
Totally.
How many days could you stay if it was one restaurant?
Yeah, exactly.
That would be, I don't know, that would be kind of difficult.
Right.
We get on the boat and, you know, Terry gets seasick.
Yeah.
So he was waiting till the last second, but they gave us C-bands and the whole thing. And Terry goes, let's sit upstairs. So we have the wind in our face, whatever. But because of the cyclone, it was very windy.
Okay.
And so the water was a little rocky. Oh, my God. I thought I would die. I wasn't seasick, but it was like, I don't know. It was very nerve-wracking. It was very choppy. Did not like
that.
The boat ride out.
Okay.
45 minutes on the boat.
Oh, that's pretty long.
And the Four Seasons is even farther, like another 20, 30 minutes.
Oh, gosh.
So we get there and we arrive and my pants were soaked because the water was splashing and I'm wearing like beige jeans.
Oh yeah.
So I had a jacket, a tied around my waist. I'm like, it looked like I peed in my pants. But we get there and, you know, they greet you and they had a bell right when you walk up. You know how I have the bell at my house that I like to ring the bell? There was a bell. So the first thing I did was ring the bell. And I was like, can I ring the bell? He said, yeah. So I rang the bell and I was so happy. Anyway, so then so we get there and they introduce us to our concierge or whatever. And they greet you with drinks and whatever. And then they took us to our room. So all I wanted was this over the water hut. Mm-hmm. And I had looked at the map and said, okay. Because I've stayed in a room like this before, but Terry hasn't. I said, all I care about is that we're facing out to the water.
Right.
I don't want to face back to the land because I want to feel like it's infinity, you know? And so we pull up and the place is just, I mean, it's stunning. And they take us on this little buggy ride all around the island, which seems so big. It's like high school. It seems so big when you get there. And 2 days later, you're like, oh, it's tiny.
Yeah.
So we get to our room and they're giving us the room facing the land.
It's so annoying.
Oh, it was like... I know it sounds awful, but, you know, we had traveled so far, and it was the one thing that I really cared about.
It's so frustrating.
And I was like, ugh, I'm so upset. And Terry's like, okay, we'll just have him fix it. So our little concierge tech, who is the sweetest little thing, he gets the manager, and the manager came, and he goes, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to move you to this beachfront thing, and then what you want is coming up tomorrow. And, you know, then I'm thinking, oh, great. Man, now I got to move, take everything out. But, you know, for some reason, I wasn't hassled by it. I was just like, okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
So they moved our stuff over, you know, the bags over to that room. And Terry and I went for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
this Japanese restaurant. Everything's on the water. The moon is so bright, it lights up the water. There's friendly sharks. Friendly sharks are swimming underneath us.
Oh,
and we're just sitting there eating and drinking. And it was just beautiful. All right. Yeah. Amazing dinner. We go back to this new room, and it's like the presidential suite.
Yeah.
Presidential villa.
Okay.
On the sand with its own pool and hanging swinging chairs.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Private beach and the whole thing. So we stayed there for a night, and it was amazing. But I have to say, like, I was glad when they moved us to the over-the-water hut.
Why?
You
didn't like having, like, the...
It was just a different vibe. I mean, there's right. something about having your room in the water.
Yeah.
On the water.
Yeah.
And you open up your shades and you're like in the water.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I feel like with, even though the presidential suite was, the room itself was pretty epic.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the sand. So
right.
it's still a little removed.
Yeah. And it's like you can get that almost anywhere. You can't really get the over the water huts anywhere.
Yeah, the over the water hut was just so special. So anyway, so we get up, we're at the presidential suite, and I don't know, it just wasn't that impactful. I opened one bag, I figured out where everything was, pulled out clothes, whatever. So we said, all right, let's go to the gym.
Uh-huh.
We'll come back, we'll get ready, we'll go to the beach club, and they'll move our stuff and we'll go to the hut later. And so we get to the gym, and we ran to the gym, uh-huh. took a run. It's beautiful. It's so lush there, and there's no animals.
Really?
None. No cats,
nothing
no dogs, not allowed.
Oh, you meant like animals like that.
There's like two birds that don't fly. We call them the Maldivian chicken. So hilarious. And then they had this one very weird-looking bat creature that's not nocturnal, that was flying during the day, that was slightly pterodactyly. It looked like, honestly, like Jurassic Park.
So
weird. Anyway, so you take this run to the gym, and you run over this bridge, and the water is just crystal turquoise going in both directions.
Amazing.
And all of the leaves are shaped like hearts.
Your face.
Oh, my God. I had to stop and take pictures for the kids because I was like, oh.
How beautiful is that?
It was so beautiful. Anyway, so we get to the gym, and it starts pouring rain. I mean, like, torrential. And I'm thinking, oh, well, it's tropical. It's just good. And it didn't stop. It rained for like an hour. So then we were done, and the rain stopped, and we went back to our room, and we changed for the beach. I'm like, all right, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. We get to the beach club, and we order a drink, and it starts pouring rain.
Oy.
So at this particular beach club, they had ping pong and pool tables and all this stuff under this structure.
Uh-huh.
So we went there and we ordered drinks, and I'm looking at Terry like, oh no. Is he gonna call back? Here it comes. He's gonna be pissed. And he was like, let's just play ping pong.
Oh.
So we played ping pong and drank for an hour, and it stopped raining.
Oh my God, I love it.
And that was it. It never rained again.
Good. The whole trip.
The whole trip.
Oh, thank goodness.
The weather was perfect. It had the right amount of cloud cover. Because if it had just been pure sun the whole time, it honestly would have been too
brutal.
Much.
Yeah.
It would have been brutal. But anyway, so that was the only drama. And then we got to our over-the-water hut, and it was fabulous. So they had two beach clubs. One had music and a DJ and a painting studio and a ceramic studio, like for adults.
So fun.
But there was kids there, but they were quiet.
Yeah.
You know, we went before festival period started, so there weren't a ton of families there.
Would you take your kids there?
No. First of all, it's too far.
Yeah.
But if it were closer, I would take them there only at Christmas time, when there would be lots of families there,
right.
or else it would be too sleepy. But they have lots of stuff for the kids to do. And out in the water, they have
like
a trampoline, and they have, like, randomly in the middle of the water, they have this floating thing with two deck chairs and an umbrella on it that you can swim out to.
That's so cool.
Or take a little boat out to, or anything.
That's so cool.
And they have all, like, boating equipment, paddle boards and rafts, like whatever you want. Just everything's just sitting there.
Oh my gosh.
And they have guys to help you. And then they have these swinging chairs,
uh-huh.
like from trees in the middle of the beach.
Oh.
That you can just sit in a swingy chair and drink your frosé.
Oh my, it's literally paradise.
It's literally paradise. So they have that beach club, and then they have another beach club that's quiet, that they don't have music.
Uh-huh.
Stunning. And then a pool and a restaurant. They had six restaurants that were incredible. They had that Japanese one. Then they had an Arabic one that was also on the sand with these gorgeous tents. I mean, it was so beautifully done.
Oh my gosh.
And there's live music everywhere.
And that's my heaven.
Like, we sat down for lunch one day near, like, the quiet beach club. We went to go have a little bite and some drinks. And there's just a piano player. Was playing for no one until we got there.
Oh, my gosh.
It was...
Where do people live? They live on the... Like, at the hotel?
So, the staff... Yeah. There's staff quarters.
Yeah.
On the island.
There is.
Yeah. But their families don't live on the island. They come in and visit them.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But it seems to me that it's mostly, the staff seems younger.
Okay.
And single.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the guests, a lot of, because, you know, it's in the middle of the Indian Ocean. There were a lot of people from India.
Okay.
Germans.
Okay.
Brits. No Americans. We're like, do Americans come here? They're like, oh, we had a couple, like a few months
no
ago.
Way.
Yeah, like that.
I wonder why. Maybe because it's just
so,
is
far.
So far.
Yeah. And they were telling us that the week before we were there, it poured rain the whole week, and that the guests were so pissed.
Oh, but it's like, you can't plan around, like.
Well, it's the dry season, so it should be fine. But he told me, really, so if you're ever planning to go to the Maldives, that February is the month.
Really?
Totally dry, sunny, hot. But you have to be careful because, I mean, the sun is very strong.
Right.
And to be in the sun like that for that many days is a lot. But I loved the way we did the trip. I mean, I thought it was perfect. So we got there Saturday, had dinner Saturday night. Sunday, we did the beach club. Mm-hmm. Monday, I think, I can't remember what order, but anyway, one day we hired a yacht and took us out for the day. And what I loved about it is this is something I've always done with the kids. Like,
yeah.
I'll get a boat, take us for the day and do lunch and snorkeling, whatever. We did it just with us.
That's so fun.
So we get on the boat and they have champagne and they have drinks and, you know, I'd pick the menu and all that stuff. And we start floating around. They're like, all right, so we're going to go snorkeling. Well, I go like, no, we're not ready to snorkel. Dry, like, take a lap.
Right.
Take a lap.
We're just hanging out.
So we hung out on the boat for, I don't know, an hour.
Uh-huh.
Then we went snorkeling.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, the snorkeling.
Beautiful.
It's like being in a fish tank.
Really?
I mean, in an aquarium.
You weren't scared at all?
No.
Really?
The fish were gorgeous. Uh-huh. I mean, and you know, we used to have a fish tank in one of our houses. I've been snorkeling many times, but after seeing these fish, I would never have a fish tank again.
Because it's just so beautiful.
Like, it's so beautiful, and they should just so be there,
yeah,
and not in someone's house.
Yeah.
And they just, it was gorgeous. And there were turtles, and I got to pet a turtle. And on this particular reef, which is where they take people, uh-huh, there's only one male turtle. I'm like, oh, good odds over here for the turtle.
Right.
Goodness. But it was just incredible. So we went snorkeling for, like, I don't know, 40 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And then Terry and I looked at each other, like,
oh, we're good.
Let's go. Back on the boat. Traveled around a bit,
yeah,
and we had lunch, drinks, we fell asleep, and we were sitting on the front of the boat.
Right.
And they had, you know, pillows and you know, mattresses out,
oh,
you know,
God,
little skinny mattresses,
so,
and pillows.
Romantic.
So romantic. And so we fell asleep on the boat.
Oh, my gosh.
And just like, oh, it was so incredible. And then they wanted to take us fishing.
Okay.
How do you go fishing after you've just been snorkeling? Like, are we going to catch their cousin?
Right.
What are we catching?
Why? Yeah.
Why? Okay. But they have their way.
But you did it.
So I didn't want to be rude. So they were showing us how they do it the Maldivian way.
Okay.
You know, and how they put it on the hook and they throw it out and they jiggle the line and they pull it in and the whole thing. And so we did it a couple of times. We didn't catch any fish. We're like, okay, we're done. And he was like, no, I want to get a fish. We're like, no, done with the fishing. And so that was it. So, but it was a whole day and it was,
yeah,
incredible. So that was one day. Well, 'tis the season to eat chocolate. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. But you want good chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy chocolate at a good price. Ethyl M chocolates. Have you heard of these? Preservative-free, bean-to-box, straight from the source. And they're crafted using solar energy in Nevada, in the desert. And they make them in small batches. So, you know, it's not like a big factory thing. 100-year-old recipes. Ethyl M chocolates are always part of life's sweetest moments, such as holiday traditions, gatherings of your family, gifting, you know, sitting around the fireplace. Ethyl M is great holiday gifts. So you can go visit www.ethelm.com and use promo code Dubrow. You're going to get 25% off your order with no minimum. That's ethelm.com. Use promo code Dubrow to get 25% off. And you're going to be getting amazing things like, you know, their peppermint bark gift box Or, oh, they have the Advent calendar, which is so cool. A holiday cheer double hot chocolate tin for someone that loves hot chocolate. Plus, they have tins that have liqueurs in them, Mars bars, all kinds of things. So go check it out. That's www.ethelm.com.
How's the sunset dinner?
The sunset dinner was epic.
Really? Better than the yacht?
Yes.
Really?
If I had to pick one thing that was, like, for me, the absolute highlight of the trip, it was the sandbar dinner.
Okay, tell me everything.
Okay, so, you know, there were a lot of options of things we could do. And, you know, you could be dropped off on an island and be alone for the day. And, you know, I don't know. The way we worked out, it was just good. We worked out every day. Anyway, so this one night we were going on this sandbar to have dinner. And I was asking them what time sunset was, because originally they were going to take us after the sunset.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, no, we want to go earlier. We want to see the sunset. Yeah. And they go, okay. So they pick us up on the dock, and we had like a drink and get on the boat. And it's this speedboat, this really cool speedboat, and it's covered on top, so you're not sitting in the sun. And the weather was clear as a bell. Just perfect and clear and amazing. So they're driving us and driving us and driving us, and there's nothing. We're in the middle of the water. There's just nothing around. And all of a sudden, we see this little, like, strip of white out in the distance. We're getting closer and closer and closer and realize it's literally a sandbar in the middle of nowhere.
Like a tiny, small little...
I mean, I posted a picture of it. It was kind of long.
Like, yeah.
But if I'm standing on one side and you're standing on the other side, I could see you.
Oh, my God. It's that small.
You'd be small, but I could see you.
Yeah,
but you wouldn't be able to hear me.
Right.
Unless I yelled.
Right.
So it's sandbar in the middle of nowhere. So they pull up really close, and they throw out some stairs. We took our shoes off. We walked down, and they handed us drinks.
Oh, my God.
Handed me champagne, handed him his drink he likes. And they had this table set up for two with this gorgeous, sparkly tablecloth on it.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful china and linens and crystal on the table, flowers. And then, like, in front of that, like 10 feet, was a setup with a rug, like a Turkish rug, and pillows and, you know, bolsters for your back. And there were torches all around the whole area, and candles and things and flowers everywhere. And they brought a speaker so we could plug. We brought ours, but there was a speaker there so you could plug your phone in and play music. And then a distance away, like in the middle of the island, was the chef and the server.
Oh, my God.
Cooking. I mean, but like a full-on
so epic
kitchen setup.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, when did they have to come to set this thing up? So we get our drinks, and Terry's like, why don't we take a walk? And I'm like, okay.
Around the whole island.
But like, it was like a five-minute walk. All right, so we go to take... So we have our drinks, and, you know, we took some pictures. Then we're like, all right, so before the sun sets, let's take a walk. So we take a walk, and we're walking down the island, and I'm picking up shells for the kids, and there's little pieces of coral, and we get to the end, and we're like, you know, like, oh, let's write our names in the sand. So I wrote Terry and a heart and Heather, and we took a picture and the whole thing. So I'm doing that, and then I stand up, and he goes, hey, listen... Oh, I might cry telling you this. He goes, hey, listen, I go out. He goes, you know, I don't even know if I remember exactly what he said, but he gave me this incredibly beautiful speech, like out of nowhere.
Really?
And it wasn't like a, hey, I'm about to tell you
something. Like a premeditated?
Like, no. I mean, I don't know. No. You know how like sometimes, I don't know. He didn't go like, listen, I'm about to give you this. It was just very conversational.
Because,
you know, he's not really romantic like that. So it was, I wasn't prepared for it. And he kind of, like, if we hadn't been married, he was about to propose.
Right. Oh my God. It's so
he said to me, he's like, I know I'm this and this and this, but, you know, I can't even remember all the things he said because I was so shocked he was talking to me like that.
Yeah.
And he was telling me how much he loves me and how he feels about me and this beautiful life we've built together and all these incredible things that we're doing together. And he just kept talking and I was just staring at him like, oh, I want to remember all this, but I know I'm not going to. So I just sort of enjoyed the moment and just stared at him. And he was so heartfelt about...
Oh, my God. I love that. Was that his first time on the trip, like, when you had, like, that moment? Or had he been, like, sweet like that?
He was sweet the whole trip.
Yeah.
I mean, really, like, we were very affectionate. It was a very romantic trip.
Yeah.
We had lots of really beautiful little moments. But this was really... It was like a proposal.
Yeah.
It was very... It was just so sweet and so heartfelt, and he was so romantic. I mean, the things he talked about, me and our life together and our future together and how important I am to him. It was epic.
Oh, my God. I love that.
It was just so epic, and I started crying a little bit. And, you know, and he kissed me, and I was just so... Oh, it was so beautiful. And so then we continued our walk back around, and then we sat in the lounge area and we played music and we played our wedding song.
Oh, that's so cute.
And we danced.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
That's so cute.
Danced to our wedding song, and we watched the sunset and we kissed, and it was so romantic.
Oh, my God. It's like... You renewed your vows, but not.
There was, you know, it was great. There was nothing put on about it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, like, Terry and I have done things like this before.
Yeah.
We've been in romantic settings before. Right. We've been, because my mom was saying, oh, how lovely you had a romantic evening. I'm like, no, it's more than that. Yeah. We've done things like this before. But I have to tell you, there was just something so magical about being on the other side of the world from your life.
Right.
Having no Wi-Fi.
Right.
And being on this deserted island and just having this moment together. And we were both like in great moods. And it was just like the moon and the stars aligned and this beautiful sunset.
Oh, my gosh.
It was incredible.
Wow.
So then we sat down and we had dinner. I have to say, the food was not good.
I didn't know that was going.
No, the food was not good. But that's okay. You know, it's not always, things aren't always 100%.
Yeah. What do you expect? He's in the middle of a little island and
whatever. Maybe he was having an off night. It is what it is. The food, I have to say, in general was pretty mercurial. We had some dinners that were unbelievable and others that were okay.
Yeah.
This one was okay, but it didn't matter. The bread was delicious. I had so much bread on this trip. But the bread was amazing. And so we had the bread, and it was like a 6-course meal. We picked at things. It was fine. Yeah. Who cared? We just loved being there. We kept getting up and dancing and laughing and drinking and everything. And so,
oh my gosh.
And then we lay after dinner, after dessert, whatever, we laid back in the lounge area and fell asleep.
You did?
Oh, yeah. For like, I don't know, 20 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
And then woke back up and hung out and whatever and watched the moon rise.
Oh, my goodness.
But you have to see the moon. So the moon is so bright, it literally lights up the water.
Oh, my gosh.
And so the first couple of nights we were there, you walk out of your room and it's almost like there's street lights outside because it's so bright.
Yeah.
So the third night we walked out, it was... Oh, maybe this is the night we went on the boat. No. I don't know. It was one night. So we walk out and it was like pitch black. So we said to tech, our concierge, we're like,
what happened?
I was like, are the lights out? Where's the moon? Are there clouds? And he was like, no. He said, that was the special full moon. And now the moon rises 30 minutes later every night.
Oh, interesting.
And we were like, oh.
So it goes pitch black for a little bit and then the moon comes back.
So that night we were sitting at one of these restaurants and we watched the moon rise. I've never seen that before. Like watching the sunrise.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's insane.
So as we're leaving our island from this dinner... We were getting on the boat. The moon came up, and it was like this huge orange, beautiful moon on the water.
Oh, my gosh.
Just incredible.
Wow.
And you know what was funny, though? On the way out, when we were leaving, they couldn't get the boat close, so we had to walk in the water to get to the boat. I didn't care. I was wearing like a little dress. Like I just hiked up my dress. Yeah. Terry's like, thank God I didn't wear pants.
Right?
Can you imagine?
what did he wear?
Shorts.
Just shorts the whole time?
Yeah. He wore shorts. Sometimes he wore jeans.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeans and a leather jacket.
Black jeans and a leather jacket in the Maldives. No, it was warm. Yeah. It was nice, even at night. It was perfect. Like if I had a little light, I'm always cold. Yeah. If I had a little light scarf with me, I was totally fine. Yeah, that was epic. The spa was so nice.
Did you guys get the couples massage?
We got a couples Thai massage. So they put you in like pajamas, which I brought home, by the way.
Yeah.
They put you in pajamas and you lay on these mats on the floor and they stretch you and do the whole Thai. Oh, so good.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh, we had the best massages. And then there, you know how you go to a quiet room after you have a massage? Their quiet room is like outdoors with a babbling brook and a fountain and in the middle of the jungle. And
oh my god,
it was so beautiful. And the spa products that they had were incredible.
Really?
Yeah, really, really nice. And one other afternoon, we had massages separately.
Uh-huh.
It was so funny. This is where we saw the Maldivian chicken. So we were sitting on this little sofa, you know, like just hanging out, whatever, about to go change, just talking about the plans for the night or whatever. And we see these two birds, and there's no animals there. So it's so weird to see an animal.
Right.
These two birds start walking, and we're like, oh my God, look. They were so cute and so weird looking. They looked animated.
Really?
So they come walking over.
Did you take pictures of them?
No, we couldn't get a picture.
Oh,
this was the whole thing. So it comes walking over, and the thing hops up on our table behind, like, the spa menu that was sitting there.
Yeah.
And Terry and I look at each other, and we look back, and the thing pokes his head out to the side like, hello. And we could not stop laughing.
Oh, my God.
So it was so – it was literally out of a movie. It was
so funny. That is so great.
One of the days – now, this was big for me. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, like – you know, no one's perfect, whatever. Yeah. But, you know, I like to wear a little sarong when I walk around, cover up the butt,
totally,
you know, whatever.
Me too. Yeah.
And then, you know, you walk into the water quickly.
Yep.
And
totally. Walking backwards.
Yeah. Oh, you know what they had on the beach there that I love? They have bean bags.
Mm.
So you have your, like at the beach club with the music, they had these beautiful beds, almost like four-poster beds with filmy, mm-hmm. like little curtains. And then they had regular kind of, you know, chairs, lounge chairs with umbrellas. And then they had the hanging swing chairs, which were cool. And then they had bean bags.
Cool.
So you would take your bean bag and like throw it anywhere on the sand, put your towel on it and sit there. But it was so comfortable.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because you know sometimes when you're sitting in a lounge chair, it's like kind of uncomfortable, mm-hmm. especially when you're posing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you have to move it around and it's these you just plop anywhere.
Oh, my God. That's
so cool. But why did I bring that up? Oh, because
you had your moment of.
Yes. So one of the days we were walking back to our room and Terry goes, I'm going to go back to the room. And I go, you know what? I'm going to just take a little walk on this beach because the entire perimeter of the island is deserted beach.
Wow.
I mean, there's like rooms mm-hmm. set far back, but it's all just deserted beach. So I just put my bag down, took off my cover up, and walked the beach.
By yourself?
By myself.
With no sarong?
No sarong.
Just owned it.
Bikini, nothing else. Owned it.
I love that.
And wait, here's a big one. Ready? Bent over to get shells.
No shell left
behind. If there had been a paparazzi around, it would have been the stomach, would have been the four children's stomach, would have been no bueno. But you know what? I didn't even pose. And there were two women at one point came into the water.
And you were like, totally fine.
Well, they were French. I mean, I could hear them talking.
Yeah.
They didn't even look at me.
Oh my God.
It was perfect. But it was so liberating.
Yeah, I can imagine.
To walk in a bikini with no cover up. On the beach, bend over, pick up I didn't care. I just, man.
If Terry were there, would you have done that?
Yes.
You would?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. You never know.
Yeah. I would have posed a little more when I was bending
you wouldn't
over.
Have bent.
I probably would have.
You'd have left the shells.
He would have bent over for the shell. You know what's so funny about the shells, though? So I found all these shells for the kids, and I found these white, these just like beautiful white little shells. But every time I picked up an interesting shell that had color in it or like speckles on it or whatever, there was a crab in it.
Oh.
Every single one. Oh,
that was its home.
Yeah, it was its home. Because the first time I picked it up, I'm like, oh, look how pretty. And then the crab came out and grabbed me. I was like, So yeah, it was crazy. So anyway, every time I picked up a pretty shell, there was a damn crab in it. And I'm like, it's like they know they have the good real estate.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
And so I wasn't going to pull them out, but I tried to like put a white shell near the pretty shell and see if he'd crawl out and go into a new home. Nope.
Oh my God, you're so funny.
Kept his pretty shell. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but I loved, what else was cool? Our room was epic.
Yeah.
I mean, amazing. You could just walk off the back of the room and swim.
Did you jump off or do anything like that?
I didn't jump off. It wasn't deep.
Oh.
It was deep enough to go in, but like I would go in and like stick my feet in and stuff, but I didn't swim around there.
No?
No, because I feel like by the time we got back to our room or in the morning, like I wasn't ready to do that.
Got it.
I have to say, we had such a great routine though. Like we'd get up, they'd deliver coffee, we'd have it out on our deck, just with an infinity view of the water, and then get dressed, and we would run to the gym.
So good.
Oh, so
So were nice. These huts better than the ones that you did with the girls?
In Moorea?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
These were better?
Yes.
Really?
Well, I mean,
did
those
they come
were
with
lovely,
the little
too.
Gondola things, too?
No. Huh. There wasn't a boat. I mean, I could have asked for anything. Like, I asked for snorkeling equipment.
Yeah.
And they brought us snorkeling equipment to over there. They would have brought us anything. But there was just something, I don't know, there was just something lovely about being on the water. And they had, like, netting.
Yeah, that's so.
Around the room so you could sit. So I sat in the netting one day and I go, I feel like this is what it's like to be a fish in a net. I'm not sure that I
you didn't
loved,
enjoy that.
No, I didn't enjoy that much. But the room was beautiful. Oh, the whole place, the staff was amazing. Some of the restaurants were just incredible.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
It was so beautiful. So then they sent us a card one day saying, oh, and you know what? I kept wondering why they didn't do anything like rose petals on the bed or anything. And then one night we came back, there was like all rose petals in the shape of a heart and the whole thing. And then they wrote us a card saying, you know, in honor of your 21st anniversary, you're going to get 10% off like in the boutique.
Oh,
so every time we went by, I said to Terry, go 10%.
So funny.
I did walk through the boutique just to see what it was. But they had beautiful things.
They did.
Oh, yeah. Real, like Chibi Choo and Louboutin. Like really.
Wow.
And diamonds and, you know, fancy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Price-wise, was it?
I didn't even look.
Really?
I didn't shop. You know?
Yeah.
I just felt like, you know me. I mean, I like having nice things, but I'm actually not someone who enjoys being in stores.
Right.
I don't like looking through. I just don't.
Yeah.
I know people probably don't get that about me, but I just don't. So here I am in the most gorgeous place on the planet. I don't want to sit in a store.
Right.
And try stuff on.
Yeah.
I just want to be outside and
enjoy the...
Yeah. And on the last day, so I went for a run. Terry went to the gym and I just went for a run of the island.
Uh-huh.
And as I'm running, there's a mirror in the middle of nowhere.
That's,
I put it on my Instagram story, and I was like, oh, selfie mirror. Hello.
It's so random.
It was so random. But it was so beautiful. Oh,
my gosh.
One and only was incredible. Service was amazing. Most of the meals, unbelievable. Their Mediterranean food was incredible.
Oh, my God. Okay, and then you went to Dubai.
By the way, tried to order caviar because, you know, I was still jonesing from the airport.
Yes.
Tried to order caviar, and they didn't have any. I mean, they were out of it. It was on the menu, were out. So I was like, okay.
You're like, can you go fly somewhere?
Yes. So it was just, I have to just say, I mean, I can't talk enough about it. I'm sure I'll remember little details about it, and we'll just talk about it as we go on. But it was so perfect. Terry was so amazing. And on an honest,
and was it the right amount of days there?
It was the perfect. 5 nights was perfect. It would have been too much.
Yeah.
And Terry was saying, and he was so right, thank goodness that the weather did what it did, because had it been 4.5 days of pure, bright, hot
heat.
Sun, I don't think we could have handled it.
Right. Yeah.
It would have been too much.
Good.
But it was perfect. Oh, I have to tell you about my frosé.
Oh, yes.
So they had a menu of frosés, which is like frozen rosé. And I don't like drinks that are crazy sweet.
Yes.
But I took a picture of the menu. But I think in this one, it was rosé. It was the name of something, but it was basically their version of 7-Up.
Mm-hmm.
So it was rosé wine, 7-Up, grapefruit juice, and lime juice.
Yum.
And they froze it.
Ugh.
And they garnished it with grapefruit. Oh, my gosh. It was the most delicious thing. We had two of them. That was the meals for the day. So good. But I took a picture of the menu because I want to recreate it next summer. Oh, my God. It was so good. And the presentation of everything was so beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
Unbelievable. They had a buffet one night in the Italian restaurant. And I mean, like 1,000 different kinds of homemade pasta.
Oh, yum. I saw that.
Oh,
my gosh.
The food. Oh, so good. This is the one thing I don't get, though, is the hookah.
Why?
The smoking of the hookah.
Yeah, what is that?
Do you not know what that is?
No.
You ever seen like a hookah? It's like a community bowl. And
Hookah.
Hookah.
A hookah. I was like, what is that?
A hooker?
I used to own like 3 of them.
Why?
Yes, I loved hookah.
Why?
Because it's good. It's not like cigarettes. It's just, and it's not like pot.
No, it's nicotine though.
Yeah, but it's, is it nicotine?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I love hookah. Okay, so you had them there?
No, I didn't have a hookah.
Oh, why not?
Because I don't smoke.
I know, but you should have just tried it.
I thought about it. It's but like, you know what? I have to tell you, I was so turned off because the first night we were in Dubai.
Yeah.
We went after dinner. We went upstairs after we went to that Irish festival. Yeah. We went upstairs to the rooftop uh-huh. to look at the city. The view was amazing.
Oh my god! Don't tell me they had hookahs all on the rooftop.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's
amazing.
There were
hookahs everywhere. So this couple sitting next to us who had their hookahs. So, okay, so if you don't know what it looks like a fancy gumball machine with, like, pipes coming out of it and a tip at the end. And what they do is they take tinfoil and they put these flavored bricks
yeah.
in the tinfoil.
Sometimes they put apples. They cut out apples and they put the tobacco inside.
Huh.
Or, like, pineapples inside because it changes the flavor. So good.
All right, now I feel like I should have tried
you
it.
You should have. Dang
but
it.
But I looked over and they were like... and then blowing it out their nose like a dragon.
It's so
and I was
thick,
like,
it's yummy.
Ugh, that looks disgusting. And it smells, I didn't like the smell
really?
Of it. No.
Maybe it's different in Dubai. Maybe it's
I don't
like.
Know. I was not, I don't know. I mean, I understand the way you describe it, it makes sense to me, but I think it was so unappealing to me the way they were sucking on it
yeah.
and blowing it. And I just.
It wasn't attractive.
No, it was not attractive. Did not care for that. But anyway, so. They had the hookahs in the Maldives, too.
Okay.
They were beautiful, by the way. Really pretty ones. Yeah. And they had them everywhere. But not that many people were smoking them.
Interesting.
A couple of people.
Interesting.
But, yeah, I didn't like sitting near it. I just, It wasn't my thing. Okay, anyway, so then instead of taking, I said, I cannot take the boat back. I'm done. Oh, it was so funny. When we were on the yacht for the day, at the end, like, we were done. We'd been on the yacht for, like, 4 or 5 hours. And they're like, should we go to this other area so we could try to catch a fish? And Terry's like, no. And he looks at me and he goes, good no. And he goes, he yells back to me, he goes, no, gnug with the fishing. We're ready to go back. And I go, do you think they know what gnug means? It's the Yiddish word for enough. Yeah. I mean, really? Gnug?
He's so funny.
Gnug with the fishing? When did you become like an 80-year-old Jewish man from New York? Gnug with the fishing. We're ready to go back. Well, I have to say, Terry and I ate so much on our trip, but the good news is his scrubs still fit.
Oh, good. That would be very worrisome.
My jeans, not so much. The scrubs, yes. And I have to tell you, I love, love, love the way he looks in his scrubs now because he switched to figs.
Oh, if they only had come out with it before.
I know, because he's always in those baggy, ugly, stained, hideous scrubs. Figs makes ridiculously soft, modern medical apparel that is so cute. Not only do they look great with several styles to choose from, but they feel so good. Every set of Figs is made with technically superior fabrication. They have four-way stretch, they're wrinkle resistant, they're stain repellent, and they're made with antimicrobial fabric, which has been proven to reduce the spread of bacteria and infection by 66%. They also care. For every set of scrubs sold, Figs gives a set to a healthcare provider in need. They call it Threads for Threads. I love that. So say goodbye to baggy, hideous scrubs. Say hello to modern, awesome, beautifully tailored scrubs. Head to wearfigs.com/Heather and you are going to get 20% off your order when you use the code Heather at checkout. So I thought, I cannot get on that boat again for an hour. Even though now the water was calm, it would have been fine. But I was thinking, what if my pants get wet again and I'm going to have to get on an airplane? I just can't. So we decided to take a seaplane.
Okay.
All right. And there were two ways you could do the seaplane. We could do a private seaplane or we could go on the commuter seaplane, okay. Which is, by the way, the same plane, just alone or with others. And so the price difference was huge.
Really?
Oh, it was huge. And I said to Terry, I'm like, let's go on the commuter seaplane. It is literally, they said it was a 10-minute ride.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, come on. Really? It's 10 minutes.
Why did he complain about it? He wanted to do the private?
No, he was like just sort of, like, what do you think? I don't know. Or we're going to be, well, I think he was worried, like, we're going to be like sardines packed into this tiny, that I could understand. But anyway, so we decided to do that. We go to leave and they come to your room to present you with the bill, which is good because the bill is so shocking.
Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But it's the bill because you're buying all of the...
It was all the extras. Yeah. I mean, I knew what the room cost and everything, which was totally fine. Yeah. But once we had yachts and private dinners on, you know, sandbars and, you know, bottles and bottles of Blanc de Blanc Ruinart champagne, I don't know who got that. I'm just saying.
Whoopsies.
You know, it was like three times the price.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah. And I was like, oh, dear. And you know what was cool? Like, usually Terry goes, I don't want to see the bill. You handle it, whatever. Yeah. And I said to him, like, and I told him how much it was. He goes, you know what, honey? We never do this. This is why we work, so we can enjoy ourselves.
Oh, okay,
and
good.
He was like so cool about it. I was like,
Okay.
Then cool. I let it go.
Good.
I mean, I was super appreciative of it, yeah. but I just felt like I didn't want to carry the burden of knowing by myself.
Right.
So anyway, so the manager and our concierge met us at our room and drove us to the dock.
Okay.
And we waited for the seaplane to arrive. And the manager was lovely, Philip. And Tech, our concierge. And so we said goodbye to them. And we got on the seaplane. There was only one other couple on the seaplane. And our stop was the last stop, which I had known. Uh-huh. So I knew it was only like a 10-minute flight.
Yeah.
What a cool
flight. Really? Because you got to see
everything. I wish we had done it both ways, honestly. I think it was literally 12 and a half minutes because Terry turned on the phone.
Shut up.
Yeah,
he
was curious. He wanted to see. I think it was 12 or 13 minutes. But what was funny was the pilots, when we were taking off, there's like a lever above their heads and they both hold it together.
Oh, shit. Is it the oh, shit handle?
I don't know, but I'm watching them do it. I'm thinking, are they praying? Like, what's going on here? Are we famous enough to, like, be La Bamba? I don't know. But it was, like, 10, 13-minute flight, beautiful. And then I got to see all the islands and see all the hotels and understand, like, what was going on and the whole thing. So it was cool. Landed, got off, and then, you know, upgraded our flights again.
Right.
Same exact story. I will tell you, though, the security to get on a flight in the Maldives and Dubai is intense.
Why?
They screen you like three times.
Oy.
Going through the detectors, putting your carry-on through the detectors, checking your passports like three times.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I loved it. I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
So we get into the airport there, upgraded our tickets on the plane again.
Uh-huh.
And this time we were in first class, but we had the two rooms next to each other.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there and Terry's sitting on my right and we're talking, whatever, before the flight takes off and they bring us drinks, whatever. And then I just very casually hit the divider.
That's so good.
It was so funny. And then I was a joke and I hear him laughing. And so I put it down and he hid. Like as if he was gone.
So
it was
good.
So funny. So we flew back to Dubai and landed or whatever and got through and went to, we stayed at the Armani Hotel, like Giorgio Armani.
Yeah.
The Armani Hotel, which is in the Burj Khalifa, which is in the tallest tower in the world.
Yeah.
So they're building another tower in Dubai that's taller.
Stop.
Yes.
Holy
They're
crap.
All about BBD.
Yeah.
So there's also the Dubai Mall there. That's the biggest mall in the world. But they're, or you can see from like
they're
up, they're
building
they're expanding it.
Holy crap.
45 malls in Dubai.
Oh my gosh.
And then at our hotel, right outside our hotel, is this huge fountain that was designed by the same guy that designed the Bellagio fountain in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar fountain, except this one's the biggest fountain in the world.
Oh my God.
So you can see it. They upgraded us to this incredible suite. And it was.
It's their suite that they promote on their website. It's like
it's
what they're.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And it's a smart room. So everything is run by like iPads and things, and everything's hidden. But the amenities, I brought them home, I showed you.
So good.
The Q-tips were epic.
They're awesome.
So they're in a black, you know, it's totally my aesthetic. It's like in a black, long, shiny box with white writing that said Armani. And the Q-tips were like very long, like 6-inch long black lacquer, like with the white Q-tip at
the
end. I loved them. I loved it on the shower cap, everything.
So good.
I loved it.
So the room was amazing.
Room was sick. So nice.
Are the people nice there?
I thought everyone was lovely.
Yeah.
I have to say, everyone was very accommodating, very nice. Our concierge was kind of a douche there.
Right.
He came up the first day. I mean, they set up something so beautiful. They had a dairyless dessert to celebrate our anniversary. And they had, because that was our actual 21-year anniversary of our blind date.
Right.
So that was the night. So they left that. They left champagne and, you know, and a lovely note. And there were flowers everywhere. I mean, it was very pretty. Mm-hmm. But he was like, all right, you're going to do X, Y, and Z. And I set up this, this, and this. And the guy had set up nothing.
Ugh.
Nothing.
That just pisses me off.
It was ridiculous. But you know what? What was nice about this trip is, you know, things always go wrong when you travel. But whatever it was, Terry and I like really
went with it.
And that's very unusual for him because he's not a roll with it guy.
Right.
And he rolled with everything.
That's awesome.
He was just cool. Like, that piece of rain rolled with it. Like,
yeah.
We had so much fun playing ping pong, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was holding, I had a drink in one hand, ping pong battle in the other, and we just talked about, you know, like our book or whatever, you know, just stuff.
Was it a lot of business talk that you guys had?
It was a lot of everything. We talked about everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Do you guys feel like you guys get creative when you're together and...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll do that even at, you know, we like being alone.
I know.
So even at dinners, like at home, we go out, like we tend to like spark things and go, what about this? But yeah, when you're together a lot, and you start free associating about things, for sure.
Cool. Yeah.
But anyway, so we were planning on going to the steak restaurant at this other hotel and whatever. So the car was not arranged. He didn't do anything. But we handled it. We went over there, but I didn't like the hotel. We walked in, we sat down in this restaurant, and there was no one there, literally not one person.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And we looked at each other, and he goes, let me go to the bathroom. I'll come back. We'll order a drink. We'll figure it out. So he comes back and he goes, what do you think? I go, not feeling it. He goes, let's go back to our hotel. Uh-huh. I go, okay. Because supposedly our hotel had the best restaurants in the city. So I said, all right. So we went back there, and they had an Italian restaurant, which was so gorgeous. Mm-hmm. These beautiful booths, the fabric was amazing. And like on the wall, a whole wall of light up onyx.
Oh my gosh.
Gorgeous. They spare no expense.
Yeah.
I mean, in the Maldives too, everything was impeccably maintained, impeccably done.
Yeah.
So we came back and we sat outside, and it was cold for Dubai.
Okay.
It was chilly because usually it's pretty hot around now, but it was kind of chilly, which was good.
Yeah.
And we sat outside because you sit there and you're in front of the biggest fountain in the world.
Right.
So we had drinks and from 6 to 11 p.m. every half hour, the fountain goes.
Oh, my gosh.
So we sat there and we had drinks and we watched the fountain and they play music.
How
And the whole
gorgeous.
Thing was amazing. And then we went in and had dinner. And I finally got my caviar.
Oh, good.
I ordered a tin of Royal Beluga caviar.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, that was, you should have seen the price tag on it. But you know what? I've been jonesing for it. It was our anniversary, and God damn it, I was eating it.
Oh, yeah.
But I ordered that as my entree.
He doesn't eat it, right?
He doesn't like caviar.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. And they brought me a silver spoon, and I was like, do you not have a mother of pearl spoon? They're like, oh, I'm so sorry. And they went back. They got mother of pearl spoons. I had toast.
I'm surprised they gave you a silver spoon.
I know. That was odd.
Yeah,
but anyway, so you're not supposed to eat caviar with a silver spoon. But anyway, so they brought it and it was the most divine, delicious thing. But this is what was so funny. There was a girl singing.
Okay.
And she was good. Like, you know, live music everywhere. Just live music. She was singing. But whenever she was taking a break, she would stroll through the restaurant.
Like talking to people?
No, like singing.
Oh.
Singing and interacting and looking and spinning and backing up and walking. It was just like jazz night. Oh my God. It was so funny. The day that we got to the Maldives, they take you on like a little golf cart tour of the whole place. And we pulled up to the first beach club and it said jazz night.
No.
Swear to God. It said Tuesdays, jazz night at the beach club. And
we were
like, yes, we are home. We are there. So we had this fabulous dinner. And then we woke up the next day. And of course, the coffee that the concierge said was coming didn't come. But they got us coffee. Oh, this guy was like, I'm going to be outside your room. We thought it was going to be like tack in the Maldives.
Yeah.
Never saw him again.
Ugh. So frustrating.
So, but they ran us up coffee and we went down to the gym. It was kind of a small gym, but it was so beautiful. It was onyx walls, onyx light up walls in the gym.
How beautiful.
It was gorgeous. Anyway, so we worked out and then we went to we went to have lunch at Zuma, which is this Japanese restaurant that's very popular. Mm-hmm. And it was cool. I mean, food was great. And I like seeing the different cultures and seeing the women, you know, in different various stages of being covered and like what the different generations do. It was interesting.
That is interesting.
But everyone was cool and we met our servers were awesome and we, you know, talked to them. They were giving us information about, you know, prisons and penalties and how safe it is, that there's no drugs anywhere because the penalties are so severe.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
That is.
And then we did like a city tour and we saw the sights and we went to the gold market and we went to the spice market. The gold market's crazy because you're walking and it's just literally store after store after store of gold, 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 gold. It's so overwhelming, you're turned off.
Is it like L.A.? Because you know how like every store is like fabric store after fabric store or whatever, you know, it's like
but it's
so much.
Yes, but it's more like, I mean, they're the souks, they're smaller, mm-hmm. and everything is like a window display, and it's just overwhelming.
Yeah.
Even if you knew which one to walk into, you walk in and there's, you know, 100 gold bangle bracelets.
Oh my gosh.
And there's 1,000 gold necklaces, and their shirts made out of gold, and they're
Jeez.
Just everything, and they're selling diamonds and, you know, all this other stuff. And as you're walking down the street, the guys are coming up to you going, do you want a purse?
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, they're selling Birkin bags, Vuitton, they're selling everything.
And they're knockoffs or they're real?
I don't know. I was like, I don't get into that. But the bummer is that after seeing it all, you don't want any of it, but it's cool to see it.
Right.
And then we went to the spice market and I bought you and some of the other girls these beautiful cashmere wraps, and I brought back spices and tea and dates. Dates are big there.
Yeah.
So we brought back dates. Oh my God.
I tried it. Oh my God, it's so good.
Aren't they good?
Delicious.
So I had some dates, and then it started pouring rain. It rains in Dubai 2 times a year. That's us. There you go. Pouring rain at the spice market. But we were leaving anyway. So we're leaving, and then there's this big hotel that's in the shape of a sail.
Uh-huh.
It's like the famous hotel everyone sees. It's the only 7-star hotel in the world.
Wow.
You can't get in unless you have a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
So while we're driving there, our driver was awesome. He made us a reservation for a drink at one of the bars. And so we got, but they check you. There's a security check here, a security check there. So we went in. It is the tackiest.
No.
Gaudiest hotel.
No.
Ever. But the Christmas decor was really beautiful.
Yeah.
But like when their lobby shops are like Graff Diamonds, Van Cleef, Cartier. I mean, it's just.
That's.
Like crazy money
insane.
In this place.
Yeah.
And then they have restaurants and bars. So I didn't see them all, so I don't know what they look like. But we went to the gold bar, and I actually thought it was really cool.
Uh-huh.
I took pictures, but everything is gold. They have like a gold library ladder behind the bar. The seats are gold. The champagne flutes were so
beautiful.
And I asked them, and they didn't know where they sourced them from. They were so tall.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, they were so you. They were so... The stem was so thin. We have to find them.
Oh,
they were so beautiful.
Oh.
And then we were sitting in the bar area, and they had like little chairs and tables, and there were like 2 sets of those, and then there were these, like, let's call them curtains in between.
Uh-huh.
But what it was little fiber optics hanging down with lights and leaves.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
It was so pretty. So pretty. So we sat there, we had a drink, and then we ended up going back to the mall so I could buy stuff with kids.
Yeah.
And I went to the fancy date shop, which is like See's Candy, but it's dates. Oh my God, the guy was so slow. It was like this. Well, I'll take 3 of those. And then he would put one in a little wrapper, and then put, I'm like, oh my God, grab a handful. Because, you know, Terry, even shopping for that was like too much for him.
Yeah.
I would have sent him back to the hotel, but he never would have found his way.
No,
he's not Magellan.
No.
So anyway, so then we finally went back and packed up a little bit. He took a little nap, and then we went for dinner at a mall, which is in our was in our hotel, which is always rated like the number one restaurant in Dubai, and I guess GQ called it the number 7 restaurant in the world.
Wow,
and it's.
Michelin?
It's Indian food.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it was incredible.
Really?
Oh, the food was incredible.
Oh, my gosh.
I had lamb chops, and I had basmati rice.
Yum.
And I had naan, and he had chicken tikka masala. The food was amazing. And the service, I mean, I have to say, everyone was lovely.
That's so great.
Everywhere we went. And then, you know, but the stuff they have there is so crazy. So we didn't go to the Palm Islands, which is where the Atlantis is. I really want to take the kids back because there's so much for the kids to do. I mean, we were laughing. Like, Dubai is like Las Vegas without the theme.
Right.
Or it's Las Vegas with like an Arabic theme.
Yeah.
I mean, it's exactly what it is. There's stores and restaurants and nightlife and things to do. They have an Atlantis. They have a Ferrari world for the kids. They have indoor skiing in the Emirates Mall.
Jesus.
ice skating inside. They have a penguin experience. I mean, there's so much for them to do.
Oh my God, that's
We drove by and there was the Chuck E. Cheese of Dubai. I was like, oh Jesus. Unbelievable. In the Dubai Mall, they have this like aquarium thing and you can walk under the sharks, like in the tunnel.
So, oh,
like,
that's where it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love it.
But the fancy area of the Dubai Mall, mm-hmm. oh my.
What?
It is so gorgeous, like floods of these beautiful butterflies hanging in the middle of this rotunda and just flagship stores. Chanel, Gucci, Prada, Fendi. And like outside Fendi, they have Fendi bicycles with mannequins on them. And just every store.
Gorgeous.
Epic. Valentino, Jimmy Choo, everything.
Oh my Lord.
Gorgeous.
Wow.
Someone didn't let me stop, just so you know. There was no shopping.
No,
but again,
no
I, you know, I didn't even want, like I went into Gucci just because I was looking for something for Max.
Yeah.
And so I walked in there and they didn't have her size for this t-shirt. But, you know, I didn't want to shop. I wanted to see.
Yeah.
I wanted to
walk around.
And, yeah, just yeah. to walk around and see things. But yeah, it was incredible. And then, so then we flew home. Oh, no, this is what I was telling you. So the Atlantis, they have the Palm Islands. So from an aerial point of view, up top, you know, it looks like palm fronds, mm-hmm. and it sits in the middle of it. So they're having an expo in Dubai in 2020, and they're building islands in the shape of the world map in the water.
What?
Yeah, so they already have Europe built, and they're building all of the countries.
That's
insane. So you
insane.
Can go visit them. I think it sounds like it's going to be like Epcot Center.
That's insane. 2020. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
I know. And you can also go on safari there. You can ride camels. I mean, we didn't have enough time to do all that kind of thing.
But you would go back?
I would totally go back.
Yeah.
I would go back with the kids and do that. I would do a camel safari. I would do the Atlantis. Because what kind of trip could you take your kids on where they could be on a water slide one day and skiing the next day?
That's insane. The flight may be a little, well, I guess if you're.
I think the flight is okay. Because there's no stops.
Yeah.
It's 14 hours one way, basically, and 16 in the other.
Right.
But our flight home, not good. No. There was a baby sitting in front of us, 3-month-old baby, which is crazy because, like, I look at Lindsay's son, Parker.
Right.
3 months, he did nothing. Even now, he's so quiet. This child.
Who travels 15 hours with a 3-month-old?
I thought it was weird. But maybe they're going to a wedding. Maybe they're going to a funeral.
Yeah,
maybe they had to go.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't want to judge why they're on the plane.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, for the mom, how painful to have to, like, deal with that.
Well, the husband had the baby for a lot of it.
Oh.
But what was annoying was we were sitting right behind them in the second row. Mm-hmm. They were in the bulkhead because they have a clip to put a bassinet.
Oh, nice.
So that was smart.
Yeah.
But the dad was standing, jiggling the baby, literally standing in the aisle next to me. Do you know how nauseating that is to have something jiggling next to you?
Yikes.
And there's a bar in the back. There's a whole open space.
Like, why not?
Why? Like, if it were, I mean, look, I have 4 kids. I get it. Sometimes you're in situations, but you don't stand on top of another passenger with a crying baby. You walk to the back.
Especially for that long of a flight. I mean, that's.
These people just did not care.
Did you tell the stewardess?
Finally, as like after the sleepy time and the lights were on and everything and they were serving lunch and it was the last like 3 or 4 hours, I was like, would you mind please just telling him to stand in his aisle, just not. And they didn't.
No.
No. But for part of it, I moved back to a different seat so I could sleep.
Because you couldn't? Because
the baby was crying and the guy was standing there. It was just too much.
Oy, yay, yay.
And they had their lights on and, you know, it was a lot.
It was not relaxing.
No, the flight home, I didn't even change into my pajamas. And I bought cute pajamas for the way home, and I didn't change. But I will say this. After the sleepy time and the lights came on, and we still had like 4 hours left, five hours? Maybe we had 5 hours left. I started watching Ozark.
I don't even know.
Jason Bateman, Laura Linney.
Oh, yeah.
My God, we got to get Jason on the show. I did a show with him years ago called, he was on it that I guest starred on, called Chicago Suns. Mm-hmm. And then I knew Justine from Men Behaving Badly.
Uh-huh.
And so we used to like, you know, we used to be part of like a similar crowd. I used to see them, run into them all the time.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them in years. But anyway, Jason is so good in Ozark.
Really?
I think he was just nominated.
I gotta watch it.
He is incredible. But someone has been telling, Terry and I have been looking for a new show to watch because Billions hasn't come back out yet.
Oh.
And you know, and I was watching The Americans, and that's not back out, whatever. So we needed a show. So he watched 5 episodes of it. I'm like, all right, I better catch up.
Yeah.
I binge watched like 7.
Really?
Oh, it's so good.
Okay, I got to watch it.
Oh, it's great. So anyway, the good news is I ignored the guy. I like put my hand up so I couldn't see the jiggling. I watched my shows. We hung out. It was totally good. Get home. This is the difference between me and Terry. Okay. Terry goes and says hi to everyone. Oh, it was so cute. We came home and the kids had a welcome home sign. Mm. They're in the driveway. They were really sweet. I, of course, immediately like start opening, you know, suitcases so I can give them presents.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole thing. Terry says hi to everyone and then goes and takes a 5-hour nap.
So jet lag hit him.
Yeah. So he goes and takes a 5-hour nap. I power through.
Yeah.
I'm with the kids. I unpack everything. I organize. I hang out with them. We took them out to dinner. Went to Javier's. Really fun. Oh, and the other thing was Coco was really sick while we were gone.
Right.
My gosh, she's never been sick in her whole life. And she's vomiting and sick. And it was her birthday coming up. And it was just, the only good thing is that now with technology, like I can FaceTime them.
Yeah. Did you FaceTime them every day?
Yeah, I FaceTime them every day. I saw them just for like 5 minutes, just to say, hi, how are you? How's school? Great.
Good.
I love you. Do you need me? Okay, great. You know, it was good for them. It was good for me. And especially when Coco was sick, I talked to her more. Mm-hmm. That was like the last day, though, I was there. So anyway, so we're sitting at Javier's and Coco sat in my lap the whole meal. Aww. And it was so sweet. Got home. Went to go to bed. This is gross, by the way, what I'm about to tell you. I have a water pitcher next to my bed. I'm so excited. You know when you get home, you're so excited to sleep in your own bed? I was so excited. I go to pour the water from my pitcher into my glass before I go to bed, and I see something floating in it. And I look, and it's swarming with ants.
Oh.
Swarming. And I was like,
no, it's no Armani.
No Armani Hotel. What happened? So anyway, I end up sleeping. Coco was sleeping with Kat in her room, so I slept in Coco's bed. Terry slept. I think he went in Nikki's room. I don't know.
Oh,
but anyway,
gosh.
So get up the next day, and it was Sunday. Went to the gym.
Yeah.
And then came home, got dressed, and it was Coco's birthday party. Mm-hmm. Terry fell asleep.
So it really hit him, huh?
Oh, yeah. He fell asleep and missed the party.
Oh, my gosh.
The only thing I say is the poor thing, she was so sick still. I don't know why. I thought she was so
it
much better.
Lingered.
Yeah. And she got up, and I was like, do you want me to cancel the party? She's like, no, it'll be okay. So I gave her like some Motrin. She rested. She got up. She had a second wind. But poor little thing. She had like little dark circles under her eyes. But she still, you know what? She had a good time.
Yeah.
She was good. She
Powered
wasn't through. Her normal self. But I think she still had fun.
Okay, good.
So anyway, so I went, did the party, you know, set everything up, all the balloons, you know, put everything out.
Oh, my gosh.
Jumpy place. Cleaned everything up. Got all the presents in the car. Came home. Terry was up. Finally, so that was good. Then we unpacked. Oh, maybe he was still sleeping. I take that back. He was still sleeping. Then we unwrapped all of her presents and did all that. So I thought I would take the kids out because usually we take them out like when it's their birthday, like they get to pick a restaurant. She was tired. She was totally done. And I'm like, all right, we'll do your dinner out another night.
Yeah.
And so Terry and I went out to dinner by ourselves. This is what was funny. At the birthday party, more than one mom was, they were asking about it because they had seen on social media that we had been away.
Yeah.
And more than one mom said to me, did you run out of things to talk about?
Because that's what you would think. Like,
But would that have crossed your mind?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, that's what I think about with Riley. I'm thinking, like, are we just going to get so bored of each other? Like, what do we have? Like, are we just going to, I don't know, that you think about that.
Do we have another show before you leave?
Yeah, on Monday.
Okay, good. We'll talk about that on Monday.
Yeah. But you guys didn't.
No, as a matter of fact, it never even occurred to me. And
You guys spend so...
But we had never spent this much time together since our honeymoon. But what was funny was here... All right, so we go on this trip 11 days, come home, take the kids out. The next day is Coco's party.
Yep.
And he and I go out alone. And we were so happy to be alone together at dinner.
You're like, I missed you.
I'm like, what you been doing?
How was your nap? What'd you dream about? Like, what the hell do you talk about?
I don't know. We had lots to talk about.
You did?
I don't know.
No.
Yes,
like totally. Recapping the trip, maybe?
No.
Stop.
I don't know. We just
New
talk.
New stuff?
New stuff.
That's bizarre.
I'm telling you.
You guys were meant for one another. You guys just can talk.
You know what the great news is? You know what? No one is perfect. I love this man so much. He's my best friend. There's no one else on the planet I would rather go through life with.
Oh, it's so sweet.
And and we were talking about Christmas because, you know, I always think he needs to get me something for Christmas because the kids need to see me open something. I said, don't buy me anything. There's nothing I want. The trip was a fortune. And I'm just so grateful that, you know, he took the time.
Yeah.
And he didn't complain about it.
Yep.
And usually he's complaining. Even by the end of the trip, usually he's like, I got to get back.
Yeah.
I mean, we were ready to come home.
But he wasn't like bitching about it.
It was just, honestly, it was perfect. All right. Yeah. As the weeks come on, I'm sure there'll be more. And if you have questions about the trip that I didn't answer, just tweet to me or Instagram me or send a message on heatherdebro.com. All right. Suzanne Summers is here, so I'm going to wrap this up. I'm so excited she's here. Beauty tip is for Natalie.
Oh, what is it?
It's you need on when you travel on a plane.
Uh-huh.
It's very important to stay very, very hydrated.
Okay.
From the inside out. So you need to drink a ton of water because you're going to be going on an 11-hour trip. You have to get up and walk.
Am I going to be swollen?
That's why you have to drink a ton of water.
Okay.
Careful what you eat on the plane. Like avoid the nuts because you tend to swell. So don't eat that. Don't eat pretzels, popcorn. Don't eat the salty stuff. Bring stuff with you if you need to. But drink a ton of water and also bring a little Evian atomizer.
Oh, okay. I do have that.
Skin hydrated.
Yep, I do have that.
Okay, our hippest, hottest, newest. I'm obsessed with this. I just ordered it. I haven't gotten it yet, so I'm going to have to follow up with you guys. But I got the Imperial Spherificator. Have you seen it?
No.
It turns anything into caviar.
What? What do you mean?
Have you ever heard of like molecular food?
Yes.
All right, I don't love molecular food because it's a little like, it's that consistency that I don't love. But this will turn anything into a caviar-shaped little ball.
What?
Yes. So you could do like...
I gotta give that to Riley.
Yeah, you could do like guacamole with it.
That's crazy.
Or you could make, you know, you could do it with cranberry. You could put it, use it like as a topping, as a garnish. You could make garnishes.
So cool.
You can make food with it. You can make soup with it.
That's crazy.
It's the coolest thing ever.
That's so cool.
And I think it's kind of a cool way to get your kids to try different foods and you know, just see. It was like $100, like $99.
Yes.
But it turns anything into caviar. I love it.
I love that.
There is nothing more important than a good night's sleep.
Without ants.
Without ants.
Right.
And, you know, it's funny because I had to sleep in my kids' room and it has to be as comfortable as my bed, even though I'm the fancy one.
Right.
That's why good bedding is so important, but you want your whole family to have good bedding, and that can be very pricey. Mm-hmm. That's where Brooklinen comes in. Brooklinen, it was founded by a husband and wife team, and their philosophy was that people deserve simple, beautiful home essentials without the luxury prices. So what Brooklinen does is they cut out unnecessary markups and all that stuff in order to offer high-end designs and exceptional savings across their whole collection. And, you know, Brooklinen sheets were named the winner of Best Online Bedding Category by Good Housekeeping. They have a ton of colors and patterns you can mix and match to complement any bedroom. And listen, luxury bedding underpriced. You have to try these sheets today. Brooklinen sheets are so delicious. I know you're going to love them. And brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for our listeners. You're going to get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Heather at brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklinen is so confident that you're going to love your new sheets. They offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. What an amazing gift to give to yourself or someone else for the holidays. Give the gift of luxury sheets. And the only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Heather at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code Heather. Brooklinen. Best sheets ever. Okay, everybody, stay tuned because Suzanne Summers is coming up next. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews? Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey guys, it's me, Corinne. I got a new podcast on Podcast One called So Random with me, Corinne. Tune in for the good, the bad, the ugly, and even embarrassing. Peen your pants convos all the way. Unfiltered, oh yeah. Download new episodes every Thursday at PodcastOne.com, the new Podcast One app, or subscribe at Apple Podcasts.
This is Heather Dubrow's World.
Please welcome Suzanne Somers and Alan Hamill.
Hi.
I find it crazy that we haven't met.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't remember because when I had that show with Jenny McCarthy in the 90s, that's when I met Ray Manzella.
Which one? The sitcom? Or the
sitcom.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did the theme song.
No, you did the theme song for
it's
her.
It's Jenny.
That was the MTV show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was? Okay.
We had.
Oh.
I was with her on NBC.
It was never the right fit for her, was it? Because she was Crazy Jenny on MTV, and then they sanitized her.
I never forget the pilot. So we're on the set of the pilot, and Warren Littlefield's there, and they literally stopped the pilot for about 40 minutes to determine whether she should have
the cardigan.
The cardigan on or off.
Oh.
And I thought, this is a disaster.
No,
this is never going to work because
they forgot what they bought.
Right.
Yeah.
And they tried to homogenize her. But you know how it works, especially, you know, she's like this crazy, wacky, funny force of nature.
Yeah.
But then when you're the lead of the show, they want you to do all the expositional stuff.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's not the fun. It's always better to be the best friend.
That was interesting when I went to Step by Step after being the flashy one on Three's Company.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're the mother, you may have a great joke to go for right there, but you got to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And so you have to give the funny line to the kid and go, yeah, I know, that was really funny.
So you have a new book, 14 books you've written.
26.
26?
Yeah, but who's counting?
Yeah, yeah, 14. 14 New York Times bestsellers.
Oh, that's
what I was thinking.
Yeah. Actually, 14 bestsellers. 15.
15 bestsellers. All right, and the new book is called?
Two's Company.
Two's Company.
Two's Company, yeah.
So what led to this book?
We've been together for 50 years. I am so in love with my husband. I always have been since the day I met him.
Whoa.
You know that. I walked into a television studio. I was just there because I needed money. I was hired to be a prize model.
This is 9 years before Three's Company.
Yeah. One day. But if you do good, maybe it'll work into something regular. And I walk in, and there it's like movies, you know. I heard harps and angels singing, and everything else seemed to be like underwater. And I walked towards him, and he walked toward me, and it was kind of slow motion. And
that's how Terry feels about me. I didn't have the same moment.
Then I gave her my best come on line.
Well, what was that?
Yeah. Would you mind getting me a cup of coffee?
Yeah. Wow, yeah, you're a charmer.
Yes, isn't he a charmer?
How cool is that? Huh?
Oh, got to write that one down.
I've never been good with come on lines.
No kidding. No kidding.
You know the little pop gun that kids have and you pull the trigger and a flag comes out that says bang?
Yeah.
Okay. I always thought if I say, hi, I'm Alan Hamill, the flag comes out and says, both.
Now, I read you've never spent a night apart. Is that true?
Not in 37 years. So in the first 10, we had, I can't count, 13.
During that period, we were living together, but I was shooting my series in Canada.
But then the last 37, he gave up his career for me. Alan, people don't realize this, that he was the most famous guy in Canada. He had the late night talk show like Johnny Carson and the afternoon talk show, the Alan Hamill Show, and the Razzle Dazzle. Old ladies come up to him now all the time and say, I was a little girl on your show on the I've never seen the show except I saw one kinescope. Do you remember even what a kinescope is? And Razzle Dazzle. And the star of the show, Al Hamill. And the kids all go, yeah! And Alan would come out and go, shut up.
They didn't
that
know
wouldn't
I was
fly now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now you'd be an abuser.
We were just walking out of a studio 20 minutes ago, and there was a woman coming toward us, and she had a really nice dress on.
Well, it was cut up to her thigh, and it was lace, and you could see through it.
How lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to say, nice dress. And then I thought, I don't want to get into this. Okay?
But isn't
what do you
that,
mean by
with
that?
The, with the atmosphere.
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what Terry and I were talking about recently? Because, you know, obviously, look, we want people who are serial offenders to,
of course,
be put away. But what we were talking about was, Terry was saying to me, he's like, do you remember on the set of, and he was naming a sitcom I did, everyone used to use the most foul language and say things. To, because there's a certain... You know, like fun, flirty atmosphere.
Were you scarred?
Yeah, family familiarity.
I wasn't scarred.
No. Yeah. Not, by the way, we used to laugh.
Yeah, nice ass.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
By the way, please tell me I have a nice ass.
Yeah, exactly.
I was on a show. I remember the guy used to always write in. I was taking my top off. I mean, it was a sitcom, so it was from behind.
Right.
But, you know, hello. never thought anything about it because it wasn't crossing the line. There was just, it was an atmosphere.
Right. No is no. Force is never acceptable. But I hate to see the dance go away.
Yeah.
I like, you have a nice ass.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I please
you
keep telling.
You do, by the way.
Thank you. So do you. You look hot.
Thank you. Thank you.
Unbelievably hot.
Yeah, he has a nice ass, too.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I've never shown it to her. I've kept it under wraps now for 50 years.
It's good. It's good to keep some mystery.
That's
alive.
Right. One of these days, I'm going to show it to her.
But why not apart? Because it's funny. Terry, we were just talking about Terry and I. We've been together 21 years.
Yeah. And congratulations.
Thank you. And so we just took a trip for 11 days away. We've never been away from our kids this long, and we haven't spent this much time together since our honeymoon.
Uh-huh.
So,
how was it?
It was great.
Yeah.
Okay.
But some of the moms asked me when we came back, like, did you run out of things to talk about? I'm like,
no.
As a matter of fact, we went out to dinner alone the next night. We were like so happy to be alone together. So I completely get that. Yeah. But I do think every once in a while for me, sometimes it's nice when he has a night with that he has to go somewhere or do something so that, you know, I have a different experience.
Yeah, we're sort of sick.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I love being with him.
Yeah, and she's never had a night out with the girls, and I've never had a night out with the boys.
Even for dinner?
Even for anything.
No.
And as a matter of fact, one of her female friends in the desert invited her to get together with a bunch of girls and, you know, have lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, great, but Al's coming with me.
Well, he loves women. I mean, he's fun with a bunch of women. I wrote this book because... it's lasted so long. There's no perfect relationship. There's no linear relationship. We're all highs and lows. You've had a lot of, you know, a fist in your face, and so have you, and so have we. And the universality of this book is that when you get the big fist in the face, there are two ways to respond, either as a victim, poor me, why do bad things happen to me, or, all right, how can I make this work for me? And our life has been a series of making all the negatives work for us and the positives speak for themselves. It's real easy to get along really great during the good times.
Right.
But in the down times, that's when we learned, oh, this is where we regroup. So I didn't plan to leave Three's Company. I loved it. I just was renegotiating because my contract was up and all the men were making 10 to 15 times more than me on much lesser shows. And we're number one and I have the highest demographics of any woman in prime time at that time. So he went in and but you fill in, but what happened the night before?
The night before I get a call from a guy I didn't know. He was a mutual friend of a friend. And he was with the parent company of the network.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, we're not having this conversation. But I came out of a meeting today and Laverne and Shirley just renegotiated their deal. And it's a massive deal because it's Laverne and Shirley. And without Laverne and Shirley, there's no Laverne and Shirley.
Right.
So they negotiated this huge, monstrous deal.
What I wanted.
That's right.
So and back then, you wanted a piece of the pie.
Yeah, I wanted.
The network. Yeah. The network decided, in its wisdom, we have to stop women from asking to be paid parity with the men. So let's fire the biggest female star on television.
And scare the crap out of everyone.
And no woman will ever come to us again. And they were right. For 8 years, not one woman on television asked for money until Roseanne. And Roseanne, I don't know if you know Roseanne, she used to open for Suzanne in Vegas. And Roseanne is fearless, street savvy, really smart, very creative. And she went into the same network and plunked down an idea for a show called Roseanne. And
can't do that without her.
Yeah, right. Right.
And they said, we love the show. Let's do it. And she said, great, I want $7.50 a week to start. And they laughed. And she said, goodbye. And they ran after her and said, okay, let's do it. And, of course, it became a big smash hit. But she broke through big last.
But if I had had backup from my other two co-stars, you know, the Three's Company, you can't do Three's Company without, you can't replace all three of us. But
right.
I didn't know they're already giving, we're supposed to not know, they're already giving John what I was asking for. They're already giving it to him. So they had decided initially John was the star of the show, and they didn't like that I rose up and out, kind of like the Fonz did on Happy Days.
Yeah.
But what I'm proud of, and what I didn't write the book to be sour grapes. I'm not. This is not where I live. It's not where Alan and I live. I wrote this book because of what we did after. When he came home from that meeting, I just expected, where'd we meet in the middle? You know,
right.
What would you get? And he said, you're out. And I maybe
God,
more
what
shocking.
What does that feel like?
Horrible. What do you mean I'm out? You're out. And but he took me by the shoulders and he said, we're going to make this work for us. We're going to brand Suzanne Summers. We're never going to work for anyone ever again. And he had just given up. He gave up his career in Canada to come down and turn us into this business. So essentially, I said, oh, you can't give up that career in Canada. Everybody loves you and you have the talk show and you're so successful. He said, I've talked to everybody I want to talk to, really. He said, you can be a real force in this business, but you don't know what you're doing and you're going to give it all away. And so we began this business together, and it's worked so well all these years. It never begins. It never ends. I don't think ever it's been so good for any woman in our business as it is for me. He's got my back. I'm old-fashioned that way. He's a protector. He's this guy who puts his... He stands out in front. I remember one day we were on the street in New York and with Regis and Kathy Lee, is how long ago, and I was doing some grilling. It was Grill Friday or something. And Kathy Lee said, look at Hamill. He's always there like her Secret Service guy. And then she goes, well, that's because he's looking out for his little cash cow.
But what strikes me, it was so interesting, is that, you know, you were really the first lifestyle brand.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, I mean, when you were doing Thighmaster and all those, you know, kinds of products, people had a lane.
Yeah.
Like, you could sell one thing,
and
you were a product representative, and that was it. And you diversified, which some people may have questioned, but the truth is, that was the you're the first lifestyle brand. You have clothing, products, books, everything, and successful.
But it was him. He brought Thighmaster.
Well, no, it was the two of us.
Well, yeah.
Really.
Wait, tell me about Thighmaster, though, because how does he bring that home to you and you go, really? And you want me to demonstrate this on television?
And because at that time, if you're on primetime, you didn't do commercials.
Right.
Also, if you're on primetime television, you didn't do movies. Remember, there was no crossover there,
yes.
So it's all changed.
Yes.
But did you find it or did
I find
it?
No, this guy, an acquaintance I knew from Canada, you know, called me and... he was actually in the film business, and he said, I got this thing. It was invented by a Swedish doctor, and they've tried selling it for 20 years, and nothing's working. So he came over, he showed it to us, and Suzanne put it between her knees and said, oh, could this be a thigh exerciser? And he said, no, it's an upper body exerciser. It's called a V-toner because if you use it, your body will be shaped like a V, and the thing itself is shaped like a V, right? So we played with it for 2 weeks. We gave it a new name, Thighmaster.
You guys did that?
Yeah. Well, we argue who came up with the name.
I think I came up
with it. I'm going with you, Lady in Red.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give it to her, yeah. And we, you know, the color combination, the whole deal, and also the how are we going to promote this thing. And the first time it was introduced to America was on the Rick Dees show. Remember the Rick Dees show,
yes.
Late night show? So we went down there, and I have two Thighmasters. And I showed it to Rick, and Rick said, oh, we're going to have fun with that. And then a guy turns up from the commercial department at the network and says, that's a commercial product. You're going to have to buy time if you're going to put that on television. So I backed off, and when no one was looking, I put it inside a sack, and I put the sack behind the chair where Suzanne was sitting. And I said, and it was a live show, at the appropriate time, just reach behind the chair and pull out the two Thighmasters and go for it. And that was the first time anyone had ever seen Thighmasters on television.
Wow.
But it really all began with a pair of Manolo Blahnik shoes. Yes.
Doesn't it always?
It does. And they now call this shoe the Suzanne shoe. I wear them to death. When I order a pair, I have another one on order because I'm going to wear them out. It's just nude, pointy toe cleavage, the right arch, just the right height heel. Makes
fabulous.
Your legs look great. So at that time, those shoes were $565, which would be like $2,000 now, and they're just plain.
Yeah.
So I know it's a lot of money. And I thought, oh, Alan's going to think I'm so stupid for spending so much money on a pair of absolutely plain shoes.
No, stupid I've never thought you are.
Okay, all right. Aww. Dumb.
Frivolous.
Yeah. Right. So I'm there in my bra and pants, and I went out and I said, how do you like my new shoes?
That's brilliant. We should all remember that. That's so much better than, oh, I've always had these.
Yeah, right.
These, popping tags.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, no, there's a game, and I think it's a woman's game, okay?
What is
when
it,
I see
Al?
Something new, I say, wow, I've never seen that before. And she'll say, I've had it for months, which is true.
Yes.
She bought it months ago, but didn't wear it until
that's
today.
True. Right, that's true.
Not a lie.
Sometimes they come in and you're not quite ready to wear it, or you want to lose a couple of pounds or whatever that is.
Exactly.
Anyway, I come out in the underwear and he goes, great legs. And I went, that's the commercial. So we're able to write off the shoes because those are the shoes that we start on. Camera pans
love
up
it.
The leg.
By the way, can't do that anymore.
Oh, no?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. But go ahead.
Oh, gosh.
Well, that's the end of your shoe business.
Yeah. Now you just got to buy the Manolos. All right, so the shoes are on.
Yep. And then he said, okay, you don't have the show anymore. Let it go. Because it took me a year to lick my wounds.
I mean, that's a kick in the gut. I feel it for you. At the top of your game,
and he didn't do anything wrong.
Mm-mm.
And then they put out a smear campaign, and she's greedy, and who does she think she is? And she's trying to ruin our show, and they turned the whole cast. The cast never talked to me again. So I was like, couldn't get a job, couldn't get an interview. 10 years until 10 years later, Les Moonves brought me back with She's the Sheriff for 2 years, and then Step by Step 7 years, and then Candid Camera. So always grateful to Les. But along the way, Alan said, you don't have the show anymore, so don't focus on what you don't have. Let's focus on what you have. You have enormous visibility. Everybody in this country knows your name in most parts of the world, and that's so valuable. So that's when he went to Vegas. He went to the MGM Grand Hotel, made a 2-year deal for me at the MGM Grand. Had more money than I was asking for in Three's Company. We had sellouts, and then in 87, I was named Female Entertainer of the Year in Vegas, and so was Sinatra. Male. So what a
crazy
thing. Crazy.
So you were singing?
Yes. That's what he said. Can you sing?
Does it matter?
Doesn't matter.
Most people can't, dear.
Vegas,
it's okay.
Vegas, baby. No, when I went to Vegas.
Put the Manolos on. No one will care.
No, it was interesting. You know, they had a formula in Vegas for TV stars, okay? And the formula was 2 weeks, no more than 2 weeks, at big money. So I went to the Sahara. They said 2 weeks at big money. I went to the Riviera, 2 weeks at big money. I went to the MGM Grand, and I walked into, this is when the boys were still running Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So I walked into the president's office, Bernie, and the office was, it felt like a death march because it was huge office with no furniture. He sat behind a little desk.
Oh, God.
And one chair on the other side, and he's writing as I'm walking toward him. And without even looking up, he said, what do you want? And at that moment, I realized he's like all my uncles, okay? Tough-talking guy with a heart of gold. So I said, I want a 2-year deal for Suzanne Summers, and I don't care what the money is, okay? And he said, why do you want a 2-year deal? I said, because she's never done this before. I know she will succeed. I don't want her to come in for 2 weeks and fail and then never be able to go back again. So he gave me a 2-year deal.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I love the form, and we love the form. And then we stayed in Vegas for, it was hard to go back to television when it started, you know, beckoning me back.
Yeah.
I love Vegas. I love the way it smells. I love the lights. I love, we both love.
Yeah.
I had a residency there last last year, and yeah. we loved it. I want to go back again. Well, I was walking down the hall. I'm 71 now. I was walking down the hall.
You're 71? And,
you're 10 years well, older.
Unfortunately, they put all this stuff on IMDb.
You cannot lie. You cannot lie. And we're walking down the hall after the show last year, and it was a great show, and I loved it. And I said, I want to be doing this when I'm 80.
Yeah.
And I'm healthy, and he's healthy, and I don't think you should say how old you are. How old are you? I think you should say how young is your energy, because mm-hmm. the health that we have, that we have gone after, we eat organic food, grow our own organic food, we replace our hormones determined by lab work, we replace all our nutritional and mineral deficiencies with supplementation depending on lab work, and just kind of filling the tank so that you can work at optimum. Mm-hmm. And I see it as a very feasible thing to be out there when I'm 80.
I love that. We feel the same way. You mm-hmm. know, Terry and I are all into health and wellness. Yeah. And
that's
all
why you look
this.
Like that.
Thank you. But mm-hmm. but part of it is being able to stay with the times.
Yep.
And what I find interesting yeah. about you guys is that you've always been this way. Mm-hmm. Because most people in their 70s, I call them from a different generation.
Right, right.
So I'm 48, Terry's 59.
Right.
But we are very into eating and supplementation yeah. and exercise, and because that is what keeps you youthful. But you have to stay yeah. with it, because 10 years ago, I never yeah. would have taken a supplement.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
And now I
take
I have a
gaggy amount.
Me
you?
Too.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
gaggy. But
you know, it's biohacking your system.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's what
yeah.
it's all
yeah.
about. And that's the key to staying young.
Yeah. And we are under the greatest environmental assault in the history of humanity.
Yeah.
And people are going down
it.
Like flies. I was reading a quote to Alan the other day from Putin, who said, "We don't need to to have war with America." He said, "We'll just watch them all kill themselves from their electricity, and then they'll all end up in psychiatric hospitals." Now, in the reality, I wrote a book last year called Toxic. Mm-hmm. The reality is people younger and younger and younger are getting cancer. People are dropping like flies. People have got gut problems. People have got autoimmune diseases. People have got initials, ADD, ADHD, OCD, Lyme. You know, we should be able to withstand Lyme, but our immune systems are so destroyed, so Lyme is doing people in. And I've often said to Alan, I wonder if we have to reach a point of critical mass where everyone is so sick and people are dying younger and younger that you go, all right, we got to change something.
Right.
So you can do it, each one of us, by changing how you eat, what you put on your skin, what you think, and what you clean your house with. It's kind of as simple as that. Anyway, I digress.
back to Vegas.
But anyway, so to the home shopping, which no one was doing.
Yeah, I'm,
it was
so
him.
I'm dying to talk to you about the home shop, because Terry. All right, so I feel like we're the same couple, isn't
yeah.
it weird?
I know,
because Terry and I have a line on Evine. On
oh, you do
home shopping.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. We've been there for a couple of years, 2.5 years, I think. But
I left there a year ago, so we didn't pass in the hallway.
No,
yeah.
huh. I see nobody.
Huh. Are you allergic in here?
You know, I'm picking up all the EMFs. I'm very allergic.
He's allergic to electromagnetic field,
yeah.
so it makes his face
yeah.
Spasm a little bit.
Anyway, I went to her when she was doing Step by Step, and Step by Step was already a very successful show.
And did you love working with Patrick Duffy?
The best.
My other great husband. So cute.
The best. I said, I want to go to Home Shopping Network, and she said, "You must be kidding."
Is that when you met Ray?
Yeah. Actually, yeah. It was Ray.
It was Ray.
Ray
yeah.
brought us there.
He introduced us.
Yeah.
So she said, "You must be kidding." She said, "I've got a hit television show. I have my Vegas career. I can go to Vegas anytime I want. And you want me to go to the Home Shopping Network?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Why?" I said, "It's a place to sell product, and we have product, okay? I don't care where I sell product as long as there's a sales channel to do it in."
Right.
So she said, "Okay."
And you also said, if you succeed,
yeah.
you'll be perceived as a big hero. If you fail, it'll be Secret Service, and no one will even know that you're
yeah.
ever there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's
right.
true.
So the first...
It's like doing a commercial in Europe.
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing.
Yeah.
First thing we did was jewelry, and it was a disaster. And we didn't really realize what the demographic was there. Mm-hmm. The demographic was much older than the jewelry we were presenting.
Right, right, right.
But we learned really quickly, and then we went back. We did jewelry. We did fashion. We did organic food. We did small kitchen appliances. We did audio video. We did publishing. I'm probably forgetting a couple of things, but they
shoes,
were wide open.
Yeah.
Shoes, right.
Accessories,
faux
furs.
Now, did you find that one category you did better than the other? Did you feel like, because sometimes they do say on the Shopping Channel, like what we're talking about, mm-hmm. if you diversify too much, that the audience stops believing you.
I found it the contrary. They told me that too. We created something called Suzanne's Ladies, and I said, let me be your stylist, okay? In Hollywood, you know why everyone looks so great? They got a stylist. That's why they get the perfect this and the perfect shoe and the perfect thing and the perfect thing in the hair. I said, we'll do that for you. So you get this, and here are the shoes, and you mm-hmm. got to get the shoes. And they're at home going, we've got to get the shoes. It just...
And then you need the scarf,
and then we get hats and boots, and then we started having cruises, and it was 17 years of unbelievable.
17 years you
17
did it?
17 years, yeah.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been a total of 25 years, yeah. One day, I'm sitting in the green room at HSN and watching the show, and I see Suzanne saying to the ladies, because she interacted with them constantly, we should all get together and, you know, do something. And I thought, what does that mean? Okay. And
how are we making money from that gathering?
Right.
And I need to come.
Right. Because I love women.
I can't miss lunch.
That's right. And she said, well, maybe we should all go on a cruise. And I thought, we're going to go on a cruise. Okay.
We.
And we'd never discussed it. Okay. Now we're going on a cruise. So I got busy and we rented the biggest ship that Carnival Cruise Lines had called the Fascination. Not so much.
And not so fascinating.
Not so fascinating. And
there goes the next cruise.
And we put it out there on HSN, and Carnival sold out the cruise in 20 hours. And they said to me, this is the quickest we've ever sold a cruise. He said, usually it takes us a year and a half. I said, really? People book, and then they cancel, and they have to resell, mm-hmm. blah, blah.
Yeah.
We sold 2,200 tickets in 20 hours. Filled all the cabins.
So fun. All these women.
And she said, she left from Miami, I think, or Fort Lauderdale. She said to the women, I want you to turn up wearing your Suzanne Somers satin pajamas, wearing all your jewelry.
Oh, my gosh.
And we have a picture of all these women, okay?
That's epic.
It was.
It was incredible.
I love that.
There was a movement. Oh, and they're still with me, all these women.
I have
women.
Chills from that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you look at what's going on with women today, I don't march for feminism and that kind of thing. I just really have women's backs.
Yeah.
I help you feel better. I really like you. I've got your hormones feeling good. I have women all the time going, oh, my life is so different since I've been on hormones, because that segment of women has been forgotten. They've been pilled up and told to shut up for so long. And so you reach an age where you are in declining hormones, which happens so much earlier now because of toxicity. And then what are we supposed to do? Live out the rest of what we have left feeling crappy and with sleeping pills and diuretics and all that stuff. So I got them off all the drugs. I got them on the natural hormones. I got them on supplements. And they're thriving. They showed up on Broadway when I was on Broadway. My hairdresser said after he'd finished my hair, he'd go out on 47th Street. And he said, you know, I go outside and I can see your women a block away and they all look like $1 million. Because I told them, I said, as you age, keep your hair cool. Nothing ages you more than
bad hair
and those old hairstyles that old ladies thought were appropriate. Keep your hair cool and wear one color and don't get all, you know, junked up with a bunch of patterns and things. Just keep yourself all one color and wear shoes that make your legs look great, and taught them things that were anti-fashion, but how to maximize your body so that you look bitchin' cool when you walk in the door.
Well, I think that's what you've really done for women. I mean, honestly, I think especially, you know, different generations don't talk.
Yeah.
And even like people I know, you know, with kids and you know, younger kids and all that, people don't share information still, mm-hmm. which is sad because that's how we learn and that's how we become the best possible beings healthiest beings that we can be is by having those kinds of conversations. So I think what you've done for women is incredible. I am such a huge fan. Mm-hmm. I am so excited that you guys came in today. The new book is called Two's Company.
Two's Company.
I'm sure it's going to be another bestseller.
Feels like it's just about to be announced.
Yeah.
And it's for real. We've had highs and lows and ups and downs, and we hung in during all those times. And I wake up every morning, and he's beautiful.
When I wake up every morning, and
you think you're beautiful.
I wake up every morning before she wakes up. Okay, and I lay there in bed and I wait for her to open her eyes, so that the first thing I say to her is, "I'm sorry."
Could you talk to Terry?
Makes me laugh. Yeah. He does it. It's like our morning laugh.
So funny. Hey, yeah. We should have dinner with us and Ray and the girl.
Oh, let's do that.
Let's do that.
The girl. I love Ray.
I know.
If you're listening,
too.
Ray, I love you.
We love you, Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're setting up dinner.
Okay.
We're absolutely
right.
Doing that.
Okay.
Thank you. Congratulations
Thank you.
On
yeah.
everything.
Yeah. Thank
and
you.
We'll see you again
you.
Soon.
Okay.
G-E-I-C-O. Geico. That's my cheer. I love my cheer. I love my Geico cheer. You know why? Because we need to save money. It is the holiday time. We're buying presents. We are, you know, trying to eke out every bit we can. So if you're looking at your budget for your holiday list, you're going, oh my gosh, I'm just a little short, or I just need a little extra cash. Go to Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and in 15 minutes or less, you can save up to 15% or even more on your car insurance. Is that crazy? 15% or more on your car insurance. That is free money in your pocket, people. Geico.com. Go check it out. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Podcast One has new shows on our new app. Check out all the cool features to help you explore our exciting new programming, like America's Lakers podcast with Jay Moore, Sessions with Randy Jackson, So Random with Corinne Olympios, Attack Each Day, The Harbaugh's podcast, Not Just Sports with Susie Schuster and Rich Eisen, and Sound of Success, the Dick Enberg podcast, as well as your old favorites like The Lady Gang, Steve Austin, Shaquille O'Neal, and Adam Carolla. Get the new Podcast One app in the App Store, Google Play, or PodcastOne.com.
Now, back to Heather Dubrow's world.
Okay, everybody. No Dear Heather today because I have not shut up. And I feel like I still have so much to tell you.
I know.
We need to, like, all right, next week,
yes.
We have to talk about your trip to Paris with Riley.
Right.
We have to make sure you're packing correctly.
Yep.
We have to have all kinds of conversations about that. And I'll see if I remember anything else.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Do.
All right. Thank you guys so much. I missed you. I really did. Hey, check out my YouTube channel, Heather's Closet. We have a really cool, epic holiday giveaway going on right now. And that's it. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla. Now, if you're hearing my voice, it means you like podcasting. And if you like podcasting, well, then you're going to love my show. Lots of funny segments, good bits, great guests, and of course, moi. That's Mexican for me. So check it out at Podcast One, iTunes, or wherever you listen to fine podcasts. The Adam Carolla Show. Throw it on your phone. It's free.